Blog Talk Radio.
This is the start of the third hour of power. Go, guys. Are you guys going to do it or no?
Oh, it's still muted. Still muted.
What is going on? You guys are you guys starting the show or not? Fix eyes.
I'm right here, Jay. Where's everybody at? I'm right here. Third hour. Where y'all at?
Okay. Let me say this to you. If you press the one and your mic is open and you don't hear a motherfucker talking,
I know, brother. I know. I had some noise going on in the background.
I heard chocolate pinky. Got her mic open, but she probably doing something
in the background. So I'm here. Where's everybody at?
I started talking and no one heard me.
Well, nobody heard you. Well, we didn't hear
afternoon.
You, but just saying good morning ain't talking. Saying good morning, just saying good morning. There's a show. You guys actually have a show. The show started.
All right, so we're here. We're here. So how's everybody doing?
Yeah.
So, how you doing?
Okay. Six eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The show started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how's everybody doing? I don't think that's going to keep an audience, just the FYI.
All right, I got you.
Where did everybody go? That's the question.
I don't know.
Well, they
probably haven't called back in yet.
Wherever they went, the thing is, there is a show that is happening. So if it was me, like if I was on the show, right?
Well, let me start a discussion. All right, so Jay and Chocolate, with these mass shootings, if anybody just joined us, we have mass shootings going
on. I'm not on the third hour of power. I just opened up the mic. So let me hear, maybe some other people can help you guys, because I got to get office. Let me see if these people can help you.
Let me say this to you,
Mitchie Smurf. If you were Six Eyes' guide person, you ran him right into traffic and he's all fucked up. So
wow,
thank you for doing that.
Leathered.
Wow. No, you left him in the traffic by himself. He don't know what to do.
No, sir. Is that what Trouble told you? He shouldn't have said that.
No, he didn't say that to me. I was there. I'm talking to him and Chocolate Peach about the show because nobody's here. You guys are – I don't know where you guys are. I just know you're not here.
Well, I was trying to press the one. I couldn't – I had to keep calling back. To get in. So Block Talk is probably a part of why everyone's not here right now. Because that's why I just got here. Because I was trying to get here before.
Don't let him rattle your cage. Sissy.
Hold on, Kate Fred. Are you taking up for me at this moment? Are you protecting my honor. That was happening
right now. I call it like I see it. I'm a very honest, upfront guy. I meant what I say, and I stand on it 10 toes down. Actually, I have, let me see, 11 and 11 is how many? 22. I'm a little baby toe that we're going to have taken off. So.
Well, thank you for sharing about that, King Fred. Maybe we can look into how does one get an extra appendage. Yeah, Lathers. What you talking about? What you see? And I heard what you said about Helen Keller.
Sure. He's gone himself. Talk shit and then roll out.
Well, he said he has to get ready for the office, so. All right, Trouble. So did you misinform Lathers? I'm just, you know, you're not supposed to have any problems here on this radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's full of folders if he did. So, okay, King Fred. So we're going to start off. It's a new third hour power on a new day. So glad to hear your voice. And do you have a topic you'd like to discuss? Because, you know, all sisters are visitors at the King's table. So with that being said, the proper thing to do is to allow you to lead the way. So with that being said, do you have any topics, sir? Is there any way I can assist you?
Yes. We can talk about the up-and-coming election. We can talk about, but what we're going to talk about is common sense. And you get common sense from knowing what hot and cold is, knowing inappropriate conversation, inappropriate behavior, and who are you to judge? Stop giving people the benefit of the doubt, because mental health is running rampant all over the world, not just in this country, all over the world. And nobody wants to say, I beg your pardon, are you snickering?
No, I'm listening.
No, nobody sniggered. I hiccuped.
Well, put the motherfucker on mute. Where's my button? Okay, listen, this is the third hour, and we are talking about mental health. We're talking about keeping your sanity and just having a clear, healthy thought pattern.
Okay.
Has anyone else would like to join in on?
Well, yeah. So every day, you know, I look at the mental, you know, how I'm feeling every day. Because once God wakes you up, that's your start. When those eyes pop open, then when your feet hit the floor, all right, how am I feeling? And then, you know, you go on with your day. But see, these things with the school shootings and all that, we don't get back to sitting around at the dinner table seeing what's going on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, we may have lost. I don't think so. What he's
we don't check in with the mental and see what's going on at the school, because people ain't sitting at the dinner table having a conversation. They're in other parts of the house eating on cell phones and tablets, so you don't know what's going on with your child to see if he needs some mental evaluation. And we have these school shootings going on. That's the problem.
I agree. So, I guess I need to backpedal when I said that we had armed guards at the school and we got fences around, and every day I have to carry
now,
if
you think about it, when you and I went to school, we had to worry about maybe a .22, a switchblade, brass knuckles, and a lock in a sock. That's what we had to worry about. The bully tell you he going to beat your ass at the back of the building, you leave out the front, vice versa. You know, but we didn't have to go through all this.
That's when you went to school, Six Eyes. When we went to school, we didn't have to worry about no .22. Somebody might have a knife. That was a big deal. Maybe a switchblade.
You're only like 12 years older than me.
We're a little older than you. So by the time it got to you guys, it might have been like that, but not for us.
Okay.
Fred had to worry about somebody stealing his leather jacket or something like that.
There you go with that bullet shirt. And that was a hand-me-down leather jacket because I couldn't fit the ones at Mervyn's. So we had to go to AG&E or somewhere that my dad bought his at shit. And I had to get the small and the extra large, and it would fit me. But I didn't wear Ben's and khakis because that's all my brothers wore. But, and, you know, fashion started popping. I never knew nothing about no fucking Macy's. And, you know, I guess it was just that air. And plus, I went to church every Sunday, so I had to have something to wear. And you know how black churches are. You got to have a different color suit, and you got to have your hair done, and you got to have a new car. So when Jay keep on throwing that bullshit around, it really makes me, I'm offended at that because I've never boasted with clothes. I used to give motherfuckers enough just to hang out with me walking. When you had a donut truck, guys, a fresh donut truck called Home Bakery, it'd come around, poop, 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 poop. Milk donuts, and open up a fucking truck. And I'm walking with John Lewis, anybody that's in our circle, and I have some change. A donut wasn't but 20 fucking cents. And then we walk past the gas station, and there's another fucking, what was it, 25, 30, 35 cents for a grape soda, a Fanta soda. And we had walked, y'all. We had got our ass kicked all the way home. We had to walk through the battlefield. So how the fuck I didn't struggle? Motherfucker, I had bad brothers and sisters. Motherfuckers was in jail. I spent most of my life in a goddamn courthouse, either at a crazy ward, seeing my relatives. Shut the fuck up. Don't know nothing about my pain. Shit.
Well, thank you for trusting us with your experience, King Fred. I will say to Lathers when he gets back, will he be willing to not bring up the leather jacket?
Yeah, all that old bullshit. No.
I'll be sure to ask him when he gets back. Because he misunderstood.
I apologize.
You had a new jacket.
I apologize, Fred, and because you had, you know, you had more than the rest of us. So just because you had a little rough time, but you had a mom and dad that took care of you.
That was a big emotional time in my life for my brother to do what he done, and then I had to go to school with the same people that loved hit a family member, and I had to hide in the dark down that fucking road. Get down on the ground at nighttime, not turn the lights on. Somebody gonna, it's revenge, nigga. I was a child.
Okay.
A child. They robbed me of my childhood. They robbed me of
what
my
were
childhood.
You
fucking
idiot. Oh, what were you again, Fred? But I like when you said a child. I like that. When you said that one again.
Oh, but Larry. The child.
I want a child.
I want to go
over
there. These motherfuckers. Either we got to go see somebody at a mental ward or even the church. I ain't had no fucking childhood. A church or the court. Church or the court.
Thank you for trusting us, King Fred, with your experience.
Well, when I see your drama, I want to go to Disneyland. That motherfucker want to
Fred,
go.
I'm going to hug you when I see you, Fred, okay?
You really should. Okay. You ought to really feel bad. I'm going to give you a call, and we're going to really talk. But I want to talk about
you. What should I feel bad about, Fred? Tell me what I should feel bad about.
I tell you the disparities that man, leave me alone, Jay. You've been to my mama's front door and my daddy's front door. We're not going to air our family business out over this goddamn radio station, asshole. Okay? Now, enough is enough.
Enough is enough. I like that song.
Wow.
Now,
so
Fred, let me ask you a question, Fred.
Yes.
Or did you not have a leather jacket?
I had a suede jacket, a leather jacket, and I had a pleather jacket. The pleather jacket, how the fuck I got inside of that?
It was a bomb jacket. I couldn't get one of those bomb jackets, so I think we had to settle for a bomb jacket, and that was pleather. Yes, I've had a pleather jacket before. I know what leather and pleather, I know what they both smell like, what they both be. I've been laughed out of them before. As a grown man, I got laughed so fucking hard out of a jacket when I got up. I just left the motherfucker on the chair.
Fred,
who laughed you out of that jacket?
This young motherfucker down there at the Ux, and I was with some of my old ass partners, and I had on a leather jacket that my mother-in-law bought me, and it was a Route 69 motherfucking coat. But it wasn't.
So why do you feel like
it? Why did you punch?
Why do you take out on me what other people do to you? Why do I get the brunt of it? Why do I feel injured?
If I ever had the pleasure of giving you a ride somewhere, a game, how come you can't sit in on the third row instead of sitting up there with me? How come you got to sit there in my motherfucking ear and play on your radio and listen at your beats and call real estate? How come you can't do that in the back and let me drive the motherfucker? What's up with that, Jay? I'm talking to you.
Just trying to connect with my friend. I apologize if I offended you.
Well, motherfucker, I got GPS up there. It's going to get us there.
I apologize. I'm just trying to be with my friend, just somebody who's a friend of mine that I really appreciate and enjoy.
Sit up there in the goddamn car seat in my lap. Get
back. I'm just a friend. I'm just a friend. I'm just a friend. God, I'm hurt. Is that okay with you? You want to hurt me? Fine.
No.
You've hurt me. If you wanted to, you got it. You want to make me feel less than? Fine, I feel less than.
Dave, why don't you be worried about where the toilet paper don't sit or where the guy? Man, you're an asshole, you rich fuck, you millionaire jerk-ass motherfucker. You ain't got to worry about where the lamp's going to sit. You on the radio fucking around. Do you know I'd be pulling my hair out and running out of gas and motherfucker calling motherfuckers to open doors right now? How the fuck you moving and you got four fucking houses, one in Montreal? I need to borrow some money, man. Fuck that shit.
Why?
I need to borrow some money, nigga. Fuck it. Fuck this shit.
Why are you making us lie, bro?
Come on, Jay. Loan me some money, man. I'm going to pay it back.
All right, Fred. Talk to me. Okay, Fred, when have you asked me for something and I didn't give it to you?
Never.
I just feel uncomfortable because you're going to give me that shit about, well, Fred, you know, is it going to benefit you in the next goddamn year or two?
Fred, why are you going to give it to
you the next year?
Fred, you're calm as hell for telling that lie.
Which one?
I have never, because I have never done anything with you and said, when are you giving me back and all that stuff. That's a lie. And for you to say that, you're going to hell.
Well, I just got too comfortable.
Lastly, is there a concern that those who like going around with you when you're going places and driving, they are concerned as to why they get cursed out so much. But when you were helping, you know, beautiful Jordan, you know, she wasn't getting cursed out, and there was wondering how come they could be treated a little bit better, not exactly how, of course, Queen Jordan is being treated, you know,
right.
But, you know, a little bit better than their present
sure.
circumstances with the drive with you.
First of all,
I always am kind to the driver until the driver starts fucking up. Let me say that. Jordan is learning how to be a driver. The motherfucker driving is supposed to know what he's doing already, but he started doing shit he ain't got no business doing. And I got to help him.
You got a motherfucker that needs to. Okay, let me tell you something, Jay. you got a big-ass vehicle going down the road, and you want a motherfucker to go 65 and a 35, throwing people around in there, go fast. No, we're not going that way because see the traffic up there? We're going to go around, and then we're going to make a U. Motherfucker, don't you think I'm the driver? Why don't you just relax? You're going to get there. That's why a motherfucker, I'm not even your driver. I'm your friend. Stop it. Motherfucker, you in my vehicle.
Okay.
So, Larry, I'm
trying to hang out with you. You didn't turn it into a Viva Volante. Now we got to stop at a taco joint, and you lied all day. Still ain't been to Cherie's.
That's good.
Where's Cherie's?
That restaurant over there in Del Paso Heights where they serve that good banana
pudding.
Tori.
I think called Tori.
Another one of them.
Your favorite.
He's talking about Tori's.
Right.
Not Cherie's. Tori.
And then, you know, and then you end up at Poca Loco. Or then some motherfucking strawberry lemonade. Yeah, like that's fucking healthy. And man, that ain't fucking healthy. How you give me a strawberry lemonade, motherfucker? Nigga, you're not gonna get a chance to waste that shit all in these people's cars. Well, nigga, you ain't gonna get a chance to eat until we get where we going. What are you doing around here eating and shit? Can't nobody eat in your fucking car.
King Fred wasn't the only one that was expressing concerns. Cuddles is working on his homework right now, but he was also included.
Fred is concerned about a rental car. Let me just put that out there.
Well, number one, usually they won't let old nigga, I take care of a rental house, a rental car, a rental bike, a hotel room. I don't trash people's shit. I think it's a privilege. First of all, Mr. Fuck that got a million cars and got three of them in the driveway with the same name that I'm going to have shit back to. I don't drive those cars. I just come, they just come down here to be serviced by my guy.
But that's okay, right, King?
Mickey Pooh, this man to man. This man to man.
Keep it down.
This man to man.
All right, then. I'll pipe down.
Shit. I don't need no help.
To saw the death. Hey, Jay, you remember in that movie where that brother, he went to get him, and they were going to go back on the road. It was the Kings of Comedy guys. And homeboy was laying his ass up in there eating dog food, acting like he got it going on. Ain't got no money. He acted like he was a dog when he knocked at the door. That's my dog in there. He said, what is all this dog canned food around here? That's for my dog. And he wanted him to go back on the road again. Do you think you'll ever take me back out on the road again? We'll ever be able to ride around and go in the hotels and drop you off at the airport, ride around with a whole bunch of stars. Huh?
Yep, I'm sure you'll be able to.
I was thinking about getting an RV or motor home type of thing, this old highfalutin vehicle. It's a house on wheels. And he said when he retires, he was thinking of you to go with him so y'all can see the sights, you know, without all the pressures of work. Because he's retired now. This is what he said.
Then I said he couldn't do it because he's just as old as I am.
No, I couldn't.
I don't want to bring up that part.
No, yeah, we would have to pull that motherfucker over about 7:30. We wouldn't be able to drive through the night, but we would map our stops and our destinations out by 7 o'clock. We didn't pull that bitch over. Now, during the daytime, I do pretty good, you know. We come 7 o'clock when the sun go down, and, you know, I don't have a problem. You got to know where
you're
going.
Black's going to be in bed at 8 o'clock anyway, though, you know, I'm not going to say he in bed at 8 o'clock with that. You know that you didn't hear that from me. So, I mean, pulling over at 7, that's, you know, just enough time to, you know, call
Jay
it.
Jay ain't going to stay in no fucking RV that long. He is not going to. He might stay in a motor coach. That nigga is going to get off there and leave a nigga out on the side of the road. Well, something come up, I got to get back.
See, it's a house on wheels, King Fred. You would like it.
Nah. They say go ahead and dream, because you could actually live. Shit, I didn't know that I was gonna be here this long.
It's a blessing.
Brett, why do you always sound disgruntled?
Huh?
How many of you heard me? Why do you always sound disgruntled?
What does disgruntled mean?
Not happy.
Yeah, not happy.
Really, y'all?
Slightly disappointed. Let me give you a definition.
See, that's why Fred
that's
be in your head.
Old man.
Because he talking to Fred, and here come your motherfucking ass like he didn't ask you to research shit. That's why we can't hear your ass right now. Just go on and drown out, nigga, and put your...
I got to get a headset.
No, nigga, don't get no headset. Lose your headset.
Angry or disgusted, King Fred.
I don't know.
She came out of her business, Fred.
Because
why are you picking on me right now?
Because good information, because at this age, I shouldn't be sweating the small shit, and whatever it is, it shouldn't be that important to my happiness. And if I sound like I'm angry, no, that's not cool. Do I sound angry to you, Ollie?
No, I just see you abused by Jay King. That's all.
Okay.
Jay King's a friend abuser.
Fred, you think I'll abuse you? Are you gonna listen to Ollie? You gonna let Ollie say that about me?
Yeah, I already seen the proof. When you went to El Pollo Loco, you ate all your food, put all your wrappers on top of his food. What, was you trying to get him back for sticking his hand in your chip bag, Jay?
Damn. He went all the way back.
So, do you agree with Ali that I'm an abuser? That I'm a friend abuser?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
He's lying.
He's not abused.
He's lying. You see how fast he answered that? That's a lie.
I didn't have to think about it. Not at all.
Yeah, Ali.
Ali,
you trying to make me work?
Let me ask you something, Fred. I tried to come in your defense, Fred, but you know I'm gonna leave your ass out there hanging. Okay, fuck it. Just go ahead, stay out there, let Jay King just tear that ass up like he been doing. Because all that shit you talking now, you wasn't saying none of that shit when y'all was in the truck going to El Pollo Loco, nigga.
Ali.
No, nigga. No, Ali me, nigga. Get on, Fred. Jay was tearing that ass up. He lied to you, told you he was taking you to motherfucking Tories just to keep you amped up and took you to El Pollo Loco like a big old fat Mexican boy. And then he put his trash in your bag. And then he told you was driving too slow. And then when you got to the destination, the nigga just jumped out the car on your ass and left you there.
I'm like, where's the meal ticket, bro? Where you going? Where's the meal ticket? Where we going? Where's the
and
meal
nigga
ticket?
Act like he didn't know you no more, nigga, once he got to where he was going.
Well, which one did he go? Well, which one did he go?
Happy Thirsty Thursday, my bitches.
Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
But she's thirsty for some dick.
Oh, Lord, here you go with that bullshit.
Here we go.
She's up my fucking nerve. No hands, watch out. Halloween is coming up. We bobbing for apples.
Ooh.
You got a line. You got a line all the way down your street. There's about 24 niggas waiting.
It would be more than that.
Oh, you said you do to make 20,000, not five, huh? I ain't mad at you.
Stupid.
That nigga, where that nigga Charles at? He ain't woke up yet, because, you know, when you mention that, that nigga comes alive.
He is on his motherfucking way. You can best believe it.
That nigga said, yes.
Mary, there was a lady who had sex with 45 different men, her husband, before her birthday. It was her gift to
what?
Her. Yeah.
Wait, she has a husband and she has sex with 45 different dudes?
On her birthday, her husband allowed it. It was her birthday gift to her, and she really enjoyed it.
Was she turning 45? Did she fuck a guy for every year she turned or something? Like, I don't understand why 45.
I don't know. I just saw it, and she was talking, and she said, you know, it was her gift to herself. So,
Damn. Oh,
would you be gifting yourself?
No. No, 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 no. 45, she's no good anymore. And especially 45 all in one day, especially this. She's got curtains.
All I was going to say is here.
She's got curtains now.
Yeah, she had 11 men every 2 hours. So, they was just banging out breakfast, then they took a break, lunch, then took a break, then dinner. So she had like 11 men, well, no, about maybe 12, 13 men at a time.
Yeah, no. That's too much. That's too much. Hell to the no, no, no. I want to quit my job. Oh, I hate it.
You don't like it?
No. It's not the job that I don't like. It's the people.
Oh, yeah, that makes it hard. When you don't like the people you work with, it makes your job miserable.
Yeah, it's an issue. Hold on, I'll be back. I gotta get some shit up.
Okay. Oh, literally. Oh. No. So where did 6 hours go? 6 hours still out there?
I don't know.
So how are your projects coming along there? Well, how's the weather down there in Modesto?
Well, it's actually a little bit better. It's not as severe as it were last month. I think we'll be cooling down pretty soon, which will be wonderful. It's hot, but not like before, the high triple digits. I think it reached 100 yesterday or something like that. Let me look and see. Today, right now, it's 88, and it says 105 today. So, but as we get down to the rest of the week, we're going down as low as 88 by this time next week. So I think we're on our way out of summer.
Without a doubt.
So, you know, you got to have all seasons. This definitely was a hot summer, for certain.
So I guess they got the agenda, the calendar. Everybody should have it. They should ready for, what is it? Christmas, what's the next? Thanksgiving? The
holiday?
Halloween.
So is there called the big banana split now? Or it didn't melt?
Excuse you, trouble?
You know, y'all used to love on one another, and you used to check on him, and y'all used to be real tight. I don't know what happened.
No, nothing. No, wait a minute. Nothing has happened. We respect one another. I'm not against trouble, but he was just talking while not being on self-mute and on the Six Eyes Radio Network. You know, he'd be the first one to say something about that. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she talking shit sarcastically to him.
What do you mean?
This ain't the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is the Third Hour of Power. Now you butt into everybody's business, talk over motherfuckers. Now you trying to check Six Eyes?
No, I did not check him. I said he said something in the middle of King Fred speaking.
Did your cup survive the summer? That's all. Did your cup survive the summer?
God damn it.
Was it a big yellow banana split?
It's a banana split.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, first off, Cuddles, you sound like you underwater. So,
I am underwater. I'm in the motherfucking gorilla water at the zoo.
Well, I don't know if I stay in there. So, Troubles, I apologize to you. You come out of here out of the left field talking about banana splits. I thought you were doing something different. So what was your question so I can answer it?
Couch survived the summer, or did it melt?
No, my couch is surviving summer. It's a leather couch.
No. All right, cool. Because I had somebody, they bought a couch and they actually melted into it. They had to, well, that's another story.
Damn.
Well,
yeah.
Six Eyes, the way you answered about a couch, I thought you was getting ready to get her one.
No, he just let y'all know she need to go melt into her couch and burn the fuck up. That's all he's saying.
Wow.
Her couch is on her back because she's so melted into that motherfucker. Six Eyes. Every time she get up, she got a couch ass.
And look here, Shadows. I'm not starting no trouble
with
you.
This is a tough show.
I'm convinced you're starting trouble with me.
She's couch. I'm talking couch asses. And do you know me? Couch asses is where you gonna be.
BG's. Instead of Josh
now,
talking.
I do need to reupholster. I do intend to reupholster my furniture. I love my sofa set. I probably should have done this before the pandemic, but I didn't because I had other goals at the time. But, yeah. But, I mean, it's fine. Why of all pieces of furniture did you point out the couch troubles? Because, see, that's why your name is Troubles. So yeah, you missed something slick by it.
That's because you've been on the tables already. You wore the tables and chairs out. So, you know, we know you didn't melt it into a couch.
For heaven's sake, why is it?
Well, that's where the crafts and
me.
Everything
you
is. The crafts and all that stuff is out there. So.
I'm trying to get my life right. Thank you, son.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many the Jacksons have fucked up. How many couches they fucked up with all those curls back in the day. Especially Jermaine with his greasy-ass head. That would be a person you want to take on a road trip with you. You'll never run out of grease, oil.
Sorry, Trouble. Elijah almost scared the bejesus out of me. I didn't even hear him walk up on me. But what were you saying about the who? What did you say? You said something about the who? The Jacksons.
I said, I wonder how many couches over the years the Jacksons have fucked up going visiting people. And I said, Jermaine would be a good person to take on a road trip. You'll never run out of oil. All that shit he got in his hair.
Why are you on Jermaine, though? I don't. What's Jermaine do to you?
Well, first of all, you know Six Eyes and Mike were real close. You know that, right? You remember that?
No, I wasn't aware they were really close.
Six Eyes and Mike were very close.
Oh.
And that's why Michael used to call into the show.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Where is he? Is he here?
Please, oh. Right here, Jay King. I just had a great birthday, August 29th. Yes.
Nigga, Michael Jackson is the one who showed Six Eyes how to stick his finger in the dog booty blind.
Oh, no, Ali. Ali, please.
Where's that dog, Six Eyes?
Please, Janelle's gone. She's gone.
Believe she gone. She's gone. Oh!
Wow. What's up, Mike? Yeah. So he'll be showing back up. He'll be showing back up. I must go now. Love you all.
I do intend to go into the archives and go far back and see what I can find and record it, turn it into MP3.
That's all right. You get a letter from my motherfucking attorney, too.
Yeah. Jermaine used to fuck up the pool with all that gook in his hair. And Joe trying to sell that damn cologne. Jed tell you about it.
I don't remember Joe Jackson having a cologne. I remember Billy D. Williams had one for Avon, though.
I want to speak to Michael.
That nigga's Michael just fell off, Jay. That nigga's Michael. Work on that motherfucker a little bit more.
No. Jay?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
How are you, Mike?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. A lot of people say a lot of stuff about you. Now Kenny Hyman is out here. What's the boy's name? Corey. Corey Hyman is out here.
Great.
Acting crazy like he doing stuff. Hold on, my office call.
Hello, hurry up.
Hello?
Get back here. Yes.
Trevor, are you serious about setting up a Robin Hood? Because you know you said this 2 years ago. I'm just checking in.
Yeah.
I heard you earlier. I just didn't say anything because I wasn't certain if that was satire or not.
Yeah, set it up. Real money, dough.
I can't set it up because it asks personal questions that you would have to be present for. I can't just go set it up for you. You have to establish it's a protocol you have to follow to keep your account secure and all that. But
hold on, I want to talk to Michael.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman is out here doing moves that you did and just acting a damn fool. I mean,
yes. Messing them all up. Messing all the dance moves up.
Okay, what you talk to him?
He's doing bad. Terrible.
Where you talk to him?
They call him. He's fucking up the dance moves. And it hurts.
Now, Michael, so let me ask you a question. Are you on a hi, Linda, are you in heaven? I just, because people are saying a lot of things like that.
No, no, I'm here.
Why are you
I made a song. I made a song, Heaven Can Wade.
Okay. When did you make that song?
That's on the Invincible. Invincible. You don't have my album. I have all yours.
Well, I do have the Invincible album.
Play it. Put it on now.
I'm driving right now, Michael. I'm late for a meeting.
Well, okay. We'll put it on later. And we can dance.
Now, Michael, why you want to dance with a dude?
No, a battle. A battle, you ass. A battle. Not a battle.
Damn.
Now, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I got one question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
You wanted Prince to do I'm Bad with You.
He wouldn't do it. But, he said no. He didn't like the lyrics, the first opening line. He said no.
Yeah, so why did you want him to say your brother's mine? Why did you want him to?
Well, you know, when you get into arguments, you know, and you say, you know, your ass is grass, you know, your butt is mine. It's just a lyric. That's all, a lyric. He took it the wrong way.
Yeah, but Mike, you know, a lot of people see you as a feminist, and then for you to tell, then they see Prince as a feminist.
And your punk ass, speaking about lyric, and your punk ass, some say that dream about Michael, or some say he must be gay. I tried to argue, but he said he was not going to move that way. What's up with that? What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
And I love Club Nouveau. I love Club Nouveau, but I hate that fucking song. I hate it.
But, Mike, I was defending you.
I don't know, Jay. You know, were you?
Did you hear that one about Michael? They say he must be gay. I tried to argue. They said if he was gay, he wouldn't move that way. So, of course, I was arguing with people about it. I'm like, But then they said if you were straight, you'd move that way. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Why did you move that way?
Who is this? Is it Michael Gay? No, King Jeffrodi. It's Michael Jackson. He's
the King of Pop. The King of Pop.
Yeah, the King of Pop. Yes.
Yes. Well, look, I have to go see Latoria's down in the studio. I'm going to go see how she's doing. And Catherine's in there eating a bagel.
She's not doing much.
Fuck. Jay, I'll be calling in tomorrow. Peace. Love you all.
Love you, Michael.
I love you more.
King Jeffrodi. He called me six nutters.
That may be something going on. I heard you six nutters. Of course, you were talking to Michael.
Who'd you say, Lavin?
I said he loves you too. But y'all back. It might be this whole Michael Jackson thing. Might put y'all right back in action.
Behave yourself, Larry. That would be a good thing to do. don't get mountain out of molehill itis, right, King Jeffrodi? Oh my lord!
So Jeffrodi was changing his voice, or was that he was having a conversation with this other guy here, Jay King, correct?
That was Six Eyes.
He was playing both parts.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it, King Jeffrodi. But Cuddle said he got a brush up on his Michael. But you know, he done it on the fly by request.
can drop something on the fly by request.
He definitely said he recognized it was Six Eyes after about a minute. It took him about a minute to figure it out. He said he fooled me at first. I think Vice President Harris is my all time favorite right now.
And why is that? You don't like Vice President Harris, do you?
You ask if I like her?
Yeah, I don't think you like her. What is she saying? What is she doing?
Well, I'm not saying I don't like her as an individual, but I am saying I'm enjoying, when she comes to the show and how she not answers questions. And her referencing, I'm finding much enjoyment listening to that.
Boy, she got a problem with your referencing too.
Wait a minute, I didn't say I had a problem with her referencing.
Uh-huh.
I guess you don't have any Q-tips in your glove compartment. To, kind of break up some of that earwax second year of old. I said I'm enjoying her referencing. I didn't say I had a problem with it. I said I was enjoying it.
With your referencing for her. That's what I said. She doesn't like to reference her.
Well, she has a problem with my referencing her.
Yeah.
See, when you're in your car, you have to you must know. All your words don't come across. So I miss a few of them, so I'm only working with what I can hear because I think that's all that you said. I don't have a problem with her referencing. She shouldn't have a problem with my referencing.
She has a problem with you referencing her. She's heard you say things above her. And she don't like she don't come talk to you.
Well,
yeah.
This is part for the course, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone's going to have something to say about our referencing. She is a public figure in leadership, so, she ought not have a problem being referenced or agreed or disagreed in kind. So, but I'm enjoying, when she comes to things in the morning. Why are you praying for me?
God, help us become warriors. In your word.
God.
Help us become warriors.
In your word.
Turn our heads away from doing the wrong thing. And, oh Heavenly Father, steer us into trying to do the right thing. Help us look to those who are doing good for mankind and helping those in need. Keep man from tearing up where we live. Poisoning the water with production and profit. Burning. Destroying the atmosphere. There's so many ways here on earth to live in a great environment. If man would stop tampering with a good thing. Jesus, save us.
Man, I miss him. I think Lynn would love it with all the women on the show. I think Lynn would enjoy being
here. Yeah, I miss Lynn.
Yeah.
But Jay, wasn't it funny after you spoke? Remember after you spoke? And I was supposed to have been up there with you. But I was talking to you from the stage, from the audience. But everybody had talked to him the day before.
Right.
With the goddamn lie, because he wasn't even talking. So you see how it is? But everybody has spoke to him the day before. Just a couple days before, I spoke to him. A couple days before. Now this. You fucking liars.
I was surprised that it wasn't completely packed.
Uh-huh. Right.
But that's what happened.
as you get older, the older you get, the less important you become to the world. Like Lynn Tolliver really was a leader and a precedent setter for Black radio.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of influence and a lot of power. If Lynn Tolliver played a record, 24, 30 other stations played it because Lynn Tolliver played it.
Mm-hmm. He broke Hall & Oates, Sarah Small. He broke that album.
Yep. Lynn Tolliver, good dude.
Yeah, he was.
Wonderful man. Lynn Tolliver was the most decent person we ever had on the morning. Ali!
Yeah, how am I help you, man? What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Don't worry about it, man. I'm taking over the general manager since you left. I'm keeping these suckers in check.
Thanks, Ali. Thanks. Because, you know, Yusef be fucking up, you know. I'm like, you know, Jay, get your show back in order. Shit, man. Hey,
oh,
Jay,
yeah,
I'm going to give you a call later on. I got something to talk to you about, okay?
Oh yeah, babe. Hey, liar.
All right.
Why you still...
Six Eyes, okay. What's up, baby? What's up, Lynn?
Kamala Harris is a cunt. She's
hey, man,
a cunt.
Just resting.
Hey, let's go, Charles. Okay.
Lynn Tolliver.
That's all.
Lynn Tolliver, what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
The fuck you want to know what I'm wearing for? Jay, what kind of people you got on here? Jay, put his ass on mute, Jay. Matter of fact, don't unmute him to 2028.
Hey, Lion, please don't
mute him.
Okay, Lion, I won't do it again. Oh, yeah.
Robert!
I used to laugh my ass off when Robert used to ask Lynn what he was wearing. I'll be laughing my ass
guys,
off.
I gotta go. I'll talk to you all later.
All right,
take care.
Love you.
And then Robert said, Lynn, it hurts so bad. Why do you want to hurt me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Robert be back soon.
Me too.
He's just recharging. He'll be all right. He's recharging. He'll come back stronger, better than ever. But
now,
I know he ain't going to ask
crazy.
Michael Cooper what he wearing. He ain't going to ask him that. I know that.
Remember that time you asked Michael Cooper what he wearing? Michael Cooper said, I don't play that shit. Well, wouldn't it be crazy if Robert Redwine woke up one day and was right back, like nothing ever happened? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah.
That would be God. That would be God.
Crazy.
All these people come through this show. I knew.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine.
I remember Lazarus was in Los Angeles, and he kept playing. I'm trying to think of the name of the song right now, but he kept playing it, his part of it at first. Gosh, I can find it. As a matter of fact, I am going to look for that. It was about a year or so ago. It wasn't quite 2 years ago. But what was the name of the song?
It was a song called Kamala's a Cunt.
Hold on a minute. Well, I can find that. I think that was in June or so. I'll find it. But, oh, he got a kick out of playing that. He kept rewinding it. And this is when you played somebody's samples that they had sent you. And y'all just roasted poor King Red Wine and roasted the other gentleman, too. Oh, God. I cannot. I'm so bad with names. But I remember. I remember you doing that. And it was horrible. And I'm going to find it. Let's see. All right, y'all. Do we have an additional topic? It is 11:01.
When things happen like that, just go back to the gluten-free nuts. That's all.
Oh, well, King Fred did bring up something earlier about mental health. That was at the top of the third hour. And I was going to share this.
Well,
so I'll
I'm
going
to talk to y'all later. Hey, I love y'all all. I got to get ready for my show. So God bless, and I'll talk to y'all in the morning. Peace.
Whatever. Get on, nigga.
Six Eyes, give me a call. Give me a call. Lynn Tyler.
Fuck you, Six Eyes.
Ali, don't talk about Six Eyes like that. Don't talk about I love you all.
Make sure you don't self-mute on your network. Have a wonderful day. So,
you too.
All right.
I don't recognize your voice, but you take care too.
Oh, Lord. So, King Fred, this is for you. This goes back to you.
I remember,
your contribution.
I remember when
yes,
you.
Remember.
I remember when you and young Six Eyes used to be in love.
Oh, Lord.
It's all gone.
Oh, Lavin.
Didn't tell you what happened. He said he was able to see one day and he took a look at her and he just changed his mind. He went back to being blind.
Damn, Snitchy Poo.
Same one you told him. All right, so this is for you, King Fred, now that Lavis is done with his shenanigans. All right, so here's some ways to check in on a loved one's mental health. Ask questions. Or actually, hold on a minute. Let me flip it. I like the other one better. Okay, here's some ways to check in on your child's mental health. Be a good listener. Listen more than you talk. And try to understand what your child is saying. Be non-judgmental, like you said earlier, King Fred. Keep your tone neutral and avoid sounding like you're judging your child. Talk openly. Talk about mental health in your household and share how you're coping with your own feelings. Create a routine. Set clear boundaries and a routine at home, as uncertainty can cause stress and anxiety. Talk with others. Talk with your child's teacher or other people who interact with your child. Seek professional help. If you have questions, you can talk to your child's doctor or healthcare provider. They can refer you to a mental health professional.
Now, that would be early on adolescence?
Well, it didn't give a time frame, but I would say it would be a great idea to start early on because their experience in the world from the time that they arrive. So certainly there's stressors and confusion, and that may cause, you know, a young person to feel like they want to, you know, kind of pull away or isolate from a situation or aggress in a situation. So, yeah, I'd say early on is better. And you mentioned common sense, though. You were saying something about common sense, but we didn't. You didn't, if you did finish your thought, I didn't catch it. Forgive me for that. But you mentioned common sense. Do you mind speaking more about that, about common sense?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'm on.
Yeah, I don't think common sense is as common as we think.
Right. But
common sense as a noun says good sense and sound judgment in practical matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so well, one might say, what are practical matters? Like what is that? So in looking that up, practical, of a concern with the actual doing or use of something rather than the theory and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like you'd want to be serious about learning something for
right.
what it is, not what we might think it is. So there could lie the disconnect to common sense, because some folks are comfortable just with their own idea of what they think it is, not really interested in the fact of the matter. So, you know, if they happen to be a parent or a teacher or your supervisor or, you know, your pastor, depending on what, you know, your significant other, that could hinder any relationship.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think common sense is as common as we like to believe. So
right.
Now, you sent me a video, right? And the gentleman was speaking to his granddaughter about touching his hat that was on the sofa. And he said to her, she likes destroying things. And he was telling her to fix his hat back like it was, basically, and not to be touching his items. And then he was saying how, you know, she got it messed up. Now, he said something else to her. She was a young child, and he's telling her how, you know, she got life confused and mixed up. Do you remember that video?
What he said was, you got me fucked up. You got me fucked up. I ain't like...
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Right, okay, but King Fred, what was he doing while he was sitting on the couch telling her what she got messed up? What was he doing besides swearing at her? What was he doing?
I believe, did he have a cigarette in his hand?
He certainly did.
And the conversation, I thought, was inappropriate. I don't know where they came up, but my father would never have said that like that. Actually, he just would have took off on my ass. You're sitting there, you're fiddling with his fucking hat or anything of that nature. If it's not a toy, you know, like your parents had shit sitting around. But the way that he came off was dysfunctional as well.
Right. As he's telling her that she's dysfunctional. Now, I would look at that and say, common sense would say, something different. However, that's how he was running his household, clearly. Whoever put that on video thought that's something we all needed to know. So I'm just saying. But, I mean, you know, he's full-on smoking a cigarette. I mean, it's his house, and he can do things as he wish. That poor child, she don't even know. But he know the impact of smoking. I'm talking about it's lit, and he almost finished with it. So it's interesting to me.
How about the conversation that he was having with a girl or a boy who's ever like,
yeah.
Like a tradition for him to be sitting around saying, you got me fucked up. You got some kind of nervous problem or something?
Yeah. So King Fred, when she grows up and she talks to other people like that, you know, could be your grandson, one of your grandsons she meet one day.
and she talking to them crazy like that. And we wonder where things come from, some things.
Well, they mama. They mama sitting up doing the same thing.
Well, I'm not saying that a mama didn't. I'm not saying that she's not getting that from multiple sources.
Like
I was only looking at the video.
It looked like it's acceptable and not, I mean, in their home, in their society, and where they come from. It looks like it's acceptable.
Right. So common sense to him says that's how you handle the situation. That's how you talk to your future. You know, that's how you handle that. And blow cigarette smoke in her face while you're at it. So that's why I say I don't think common sense is as common as we think. I wish it was.
Yeah, it better. I don't know. You know, everybody says you give people the benefit of the doubt. That's all people got. It's their word and how they treat you, you know.
Right. Like it reminds me of sometimes you say you've seen adults there, you know, in your daily, you know, dedication working with the young people, gossiping about children.
Right.
You know. You know, telling the children what they're gonna be, what they're not gonna be, but you're in the house of learning. You're a teacher, or you have some connection in the house of learning to empower the children. And you gossiping about the children, you talking bad about the children, tell the children they ain't gonna be nothing. So why should they come to school if I'm never gonna be nothing? What do I need to be here for? Listen, this nonsense.
You got all kind of bullies. You got all kind of bullies. Teachers can be bullies too. I don't know it.
So, it's not common.
Man,
that's somebody else's child you talking to like that. You know, I didn't send Elijah to school to get talked down to, you know,
right.
Emasculated because he's a boy.
Emasculated because he's a man, because he's a black man. He's supposed to be able to take it.
Well, he's a human being. I had nothing to do with black. However, you know, interesting to me. So, to me, common sense is just not that common. I've experienced that too, where adults are gossiping about children. That's, you know, yeah, mistreating them, basically. But anyway, you had mentioned common sense, and so I wanted to hear more about your thoughts about it.
You ain't got nothing to talk about. That's why you asked something about. But anyway.
Where were you just now?
Listen, but you ain't got nothing to talk about. Just start talking about your ass. That's all. Motherfuckers will come out.
Just because you're an honor roll student, you know, and you drink kombucha, don't mean you get to come in here and kick me in the ankle for nothing. Okay?
I didn't kick you in the ankle. I kicked you in the thighs.
You said I don't have nothing to talk about.
I kicked you in the thighs.
You could be kicking my thighs.
Yeah. A roundhouse kick right in them thighs. Booyah!
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Our brother Jeffroni says, you're right, sis. I've always said common sense. Sorry, hold on. Where to go? Common,
You done fucked up. You done fucked up now.
Hold on.
It's too late.
I found it. I've always said common sense.
The catch is gone. You blew the catch. It's gone. Mm-hmm.
What's common for one is foreign language to another. Bless you. Thank you.
You fucked up.
Don't mind Cuddles. You know, he highfalutin honor roll student. So, you know, he come in here and looking down his nose at folks, talking about they don't have nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making stir fry for dinner this evening, just so you know.
Well, so what? If we got meat in it, it's just death food.
Did you hear me say I'm making any meat in the stir fry? Did you hear that at all? No.
Did you hear? We didn't hear you say that you wasn't making stir fry without meat either.
But why would I tell you I'm making meat stir fry?
Because you're crazy like that?
I'm trying to do better.
Now you don't lost your mind.
Well, I'm not that far gone.
You really far gone.
If I was going to say something, if I said I was going to make something with meat, I'm going to preface that. I'm going to say to you, look now, Cuddles, don't get upset.
No.
But this is what I'm about to do.
No.
Yes. I've done it before. You busted me?
No.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Uh-uh. Ladder said you have never done nothing.
Well, that's not fair either. That's not fair to say either.
Yeah, Lazarus called me. He calls me after every show, Lazarus does, and he tells me, man, Snitchy Pooh just ain't going to get it. She just ain't getting it, Ali, every time. I kind of thank you, though. I really thank you, though, Nicole, because me and Jay talk 365 days a year now since you came on.
Whatever I can do to help, Cuddle. Whatever I can do to assist, sir. I'm willing to do my part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
I think you did your part, and it wasn't good enough.
Well, don't give up before the miracle. That's all I can tell you. Do not give up before the miracle. The day is yet young.
Well, you know, Jay told me if they ain't ready. Jay always told me if they ain't ready at the start, don't think they're going to be ready later on. He told me that. He said especially if they're running late. He told me if they're running late, don't fuck with them, Ali.
Now, Cuddles, I know you don't subscribe. I know you don't subscribe to that because you always say people are growing and developing. Don't be harsh.
That's how I got this far. I've been fucking with Jay for 26 years. I've been doing good. Y'all think so?
No, I do. I honestly do. But today,
the nigga that raised me. The nigga raised me. I didn't know that. He be lying to y'all.
But Matt is apologizing to Fred earlier, and I told him that, you know, he done it to you too. He said, what did he say, King Fred? He said all his yelling while y'all driving was just him trying to interact with y'all.
He didn't
mean
like that.
Nice.
He said he was trying to deal with a stupid motherfucker. He just couldn't sit there and let you just be stupid.
Well, Jay King lying on that part. He cusses us out. He abuses his friends behind the wheel. You can believe that.
Oh, goodness.
Everybody say it.
He didn't mean it like that.
He get D-Rob mad, too. So when he come over here trying to brag about how D-Rob is big and that's his friend, he'll be cussing D-Rob out, too.
Yeah, I would think that he's equal opportunity with that.
D-Rob put him to the test. He said, check AJ. You want to drive?
I mean, that's a good question.
When I'm driving for Jay, that nigga just tune in right on me and just start going in. And nigga looking dead at it, nigga. You ain't supposed to mess with the driver. Jay can't even get the passenger seat, start looking at me and just capping on me, automatic.
Apology that fell out.
I so did. That's what his apologies do. Jay King's apologies fall out.
You trying to say his apology is not sincere, sir?
I mean, his apologies fall out, like you just said. That means they fall out. They can't. They incoherent.
Wow. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what can be done about this.
Just words. No, overall, he's a pretty good dude, man. I, He's an up and standing guy, you know.
Now King Fred is saying that now, but he said he cursed Aladdin. And
well,
you know, but
well,
he didn't know how he felt earlier. But he's calm now, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Jay going, that's until next time Jay cuss this nigga out.
By the time you came in the cave and cuddles, you know, mm-hmm. if you'd have been like 3 minutes before that, he'd have been like fired up. But, you know, he heard the apology and started to settle down.
No, no. Let me tell you something. Jay King been fucking us up. He been fucking us up behind the wheel for over 24, 5 years. But in Fred's case, 40 years.
Mental abuse. Mental abuse. Just sit up and call you fat, grab your titties and shit. Just fucking with you. I'm like, nigga, why don't you quit?
He pinched one of your titties, Fred?
Man, look, man, we sitting up there. I go to my nephew's movie premiere showing or whatever the fuck it is. We walk in. This nigga come all the way down there. Come sit up here. Go sit with your brother. Go. Next thing you know, this motherfucker, he came down there and grabbed me up. And I'm like, nigga, stop. It's the whole theater. You don't know these people. Motherfucker, keep your hands to yourself. Fuck. I am not the toy. Like, what was that? Rick the Pryor, the toy?
Yeah.
I'm not the fucking toy, dude. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Why you keep going back then, Fred? Why you keep going back for more abuse?
Because the motherfucker keeps telling me he's going to take me to Tory.
Well, I have tried Tory's cooking. It's really good. So just throw it down.
But it's another place that he go to up there. And the motherfucker, he said, he wants lock sale. No, he didn't say that. But it's another one up there called Louisiana Kitchen. Man, that shit, ooh, it's just like mom and daddy. I was on the Christmas holiday. Now you can go in there Monday through Friday and get real greens. You can get mac and cheese, real mac and cheese, German chocolate cake, and that other motherfucker. What'd you call him? Them short ribs with gravy and rice.
Oh.
Everybody can't do that every day, and they can do it every day. I can't eat a whole plate of this shit because it's meat, and I want it. But the last time I bought it, I just left it in a nigga's refrigerator, you know, because you just can't get, you know, I'm trying to live better, you know. I can't lie to myself. Yes, I crave those things. But once you're looking at it and you're eating it and you just, yeah, I ain't hungry. I ain't got no appetite. But
and so Rick King, friend, you know, it's so heavy to eat that way. It weigh you down, honestly. You know, once you start, you know, eating better,
Hold on, Snicky Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
I said I don't eat that every day. I bought some out of purity, habit, and greed. I tasted it, and it went in a refrigerator at a hotel room. So don't go on and on. Don't say it's over when it's done. Just because you can't afford no meat to go in your fucking...
Did you hear that I'm trying to eat less meat? Not solely for budgetary purposes, but for good health purposes. I'm making stir fry tonight. Where were you? And I made Impossible Burgers not that long ago.
I just don't think you niggas know what y'all doing with them beans. And where your beans came from. Or I don't think you Negroes know how to make them stick together. So, and I don't want you to tell me. No, you could tell me. It's informational, woman.
Yes, well, Puddles told me.
You're allowed to speak, yes. Baba, Dada.
Wow. First off, I can never be a Baba. However, I thank you for the opportunity to tell you what Cuddles told me. He said you can use vegan egg, and I'll send you a picture of it so you'll know. And
you know,
that's going to improve my
around.
Another thing.
There goes y'all all with them eggs and then white folks' chickens. And it's another substitute could make it stick other than vegan shit. What do you mean vegan? It doesn't have any dairy products in it. It doesn't have any fucking man-made chemicals in it. If it's vegan, well, they say the goddamn hot dog. What is it called? It's vegan. That one made by somebody. No goddamn world is pork.
Yeah, I forgot who made the vegan hot dogs. I forgot now.
They sell them all over the world at Walmart and everywhere. They call it it starts with an N.
When you say it, I think Nathan's, but that's not
Nathan.
Vegan. Hold on a minute.
Nathan's
is kosher.
See that go me.
No, Hebrew National is kosher. I don't think Nathan's is vegan, King Fred.
Well, National then. Listen, you know my tongue don't work this time of the day.
In red and yellow package, Hebrew National.
See, but I still would have messed you up because Hebrew National is what? Is not vegan, is what? Pagan?
It's kosher. It just means
pagan?
That.
Like a pagan holiday? It's pagan?
Not pagan, but vegan.
What is it?
Hebrew National is considered kosher, which just basically means they prayed, over the process. And it doesn't have pork in it.
Exactly.
My brother Jeffroni, not to point you out, brother, but could you make sure I said that correct? He said also, he just said that Morning Brand is vegan, right? Morning Star or something like that.
Right.
Yeah,
years.
They make a vegan hot dog.
Yeah, I've been around, y'all. I'm fucking coming up here talking about Ali talking about that bullshit and Jay talking. Jay still eating meat. Kunta Kinte, man, I know where some vegan shit at. That vegan all in me. I'm vegan.
So our brother just
ruined it. I was raised on a garden. My mama and daddy used to have a garden. As a kid coming up, and we would have tomatoes out there. We would have corn. We had peaches. We had greens, onion, all kinds of bell peppers, And they would jar that stuff, and pears, and black-eyed peas. They'd go out and pick them. On the country, up in Northern California, on the country. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to paraphrase what our brother Jeff Rowley just said, but in the paraphrase, the rabbi, what makes it kosher is the rabbi walks through the factory and he imparts meditations in the four corners. Yeah, that's what makes it kosher. Now, going back to gardening and fresh vegetables, of course, there's nothing better than a home garden.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, you don't get more fresh than that.
Mm-hmm.
That was good eating, King Fred.
Yeah, I think that's what blew my belly out of socket. We didn't know no better. And they didn't know they were just making a monster, a health fuck. They was overloading my heart with the biscuits in the morning. My mama could make some biscuit, boy, I tell you. And she would use lard. I'm talking about that white shit. I'm talking about lard, flour, baking soda, and yeast. Oh, she used to use yeast when she would make bread. Mm-hmm. So, my taste buds are pretty sensitive. But yeah, those biscuits, you could, man, who ain't nothing like a mama's made biscuit? And I know how to get up off my ass and go in there and make one. It might knock me out for the whole weekend. It'll give me some Glabber Girl style, some baking soda, some salt, and some flour, and sift that flour when you're making that. And then you get that that lard, that Crisco lard. That's what you're going to use, son. Mm-hmm. You mush that shit up there, and the more lard, the fluffier. But you don't want to go to, see, and that's the shit that get clotted arteries up around your heart. You understand me? You know, cake pastries, that shit they put on the top of it. If you can get that shit off of there, you might live a little longer. Then, okay, that jelly donut that looks so pretty and so delicious, you see the jelly in there got a lot of them dyes that are against the law in other countries. And when you get to be 62 years old, laying around eating dyes from other countries and have cancer, you got sugar diabetes, you got PTSD, you got all these health issues, you know, a family history of issues, you stay away from that kind of shit as much as possible. You stay away out of fast foods where they serve those greasy fries. It's not so much the greasy, it's the product. It's the product. And when I say the product, the oil, you can never get enough of that chemicals out of that oil. You can notice when you cook at home and you fry something, and when you buy something that's fried, they're buying it in bulk, and then they're saying it's peanut oil, but it has a preservative in there that'll fuck your heart up, too. And I think the way that they're selling things at these malls and hamburger joints, they're putting something in it where you smell it going down the road. I know they do it at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the airport, you get hungry every motherfucking minute that are walking around there in them damn Cinnabons. And then over here, these motherfuckers got a goddamn barbecue spot in here. Oh, Lord, there's Freddy's rib and something joint. Oh, Lord. Then you get that, Tots Coffee. You can spend $80 in that motherfucker just getting a donut. Not a donut, but a cinnamon roll. And don't ask the old mean bitch to warm it up. We don't, listen, lady. Warm the wheat. I want mine warm. It's 2 seconds. We don't have a mic. What is that right there? And you're so used to telling you, no, I walk right past her ass and put it in it.
Why they didn't want to warm it up for you, King Fred?
I have no idea, because it takes too long. For that 2 seconds, and they want you in and out, in and out, in and out. It's an airport, and they're making money, you know. And just like with anything else, when people come to work, they only do less possible. Call themselves getting over on the system when you could probably get a nice tip or either a nice smile or a good joke out of my ass. But all that on no shit. I just spent $18 for a coffee and a cinnamon bun, which is a 20. And then I got to tip this other motherfucker here. He says, I won't leave you alone. Every 15 minutes, here he goes. No way. They'd be so cold about that shit. They'd be, oh, sir, let me get that for you. Sir, let me get you a wheelchair. Sir. And then you get to the gate. He just sit there. He just keep on fucking around. Man, hold on, man. Let me give you this little $5 or $10. Most of the time you don't have nothing and a whole bunch of ones. But I'm going to get smart on ass. I'm supposed to go get me a shitload of ones. No, I'm going to get 5 for the boy, 5 for the carry-on, and 5 for the what? Shit. Okay, I'm leaving our subject at hand.
Well, no, it's the third hour of Power King, Fred, and you know I'm a visitor, so I'm following you. So I'm interested in knowing more about this that you're saying about there being a you can buy ribs at the airport. Is that what you said? They got ribs at the airport.
They got ribs. They got pizza. They got all kinds of alcohol for you to go over there and spend a whole bunch of money on, and then everybody sit around there and watch you get drunk, and then you get a little loud. Let's go to talking in a deep voice or anything. You can't fly. But that's all they got in there is a whole bunch of alcohol at that motherfucker. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know they sold alcohol at the airport. Now, don't get me wrong, King Fred. I've gone to a restaurant, like, say, San Francisco Airport. I don't really know if – I don't know. I mean, Oakland may have concessions.
No. Oakland do sell alcohol.
What?
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he went over there and told everybody that they got him a rental car, they got him a place to stay here, and he's coming up for the weekend. He went over there and watched the Raiders game and sat his ass up there and drank some wine and a few beers, and they told his ass he couldn't fly. And he's a, a motherfucker that make the medicine.
Wow.
He make the compounds, put them together. But he's not a bum. He just can't drink. And the motherfucker thought that they were his friend. Right. And he thought he could. Huh?
He before a pharmacist, right? Because he make the compound. Not the one at the drugstore. Wait a minute. You're right.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm about to say you're tripping. Yeah.
Hey, guy, how's it going?
What's up, there, big Charles?
Hey, sister.
My nigga, Charles. You're Mr. Gluten-Free Nuts, nigga. You're Mr. Gluten-Free Nuts, nigga. Now you're here for the GMO.
Oh. No handstand was here a minute ago.
So my supervisor asked me today, she said, give me a reason to give you a badge. I said, I don't give a fuck about the badges. I don't. I don't need any glory. I don't need no uplifting. I said, I come here, do my job, and call it a day. I said, you can give it to somebody else. Well, you know you get so many, you get an extra $100. I said, nah, that's all right. I said, Uncle Sam will tax it. And then he gonna text me to get at my ass again. I said, that's all right. I said, if I got the $100, you know, tax-free, maybe I'd think about it. I said, but I'm not going to get tax-free. And I said, your manager's not going to appreciate you giving me a badge anyway. I said, so let's not cause the confusion. And you can keep it and give it to somebody else. I said, yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah. That's how I feel.
Well, what if they turn it into, like, where you could get, like, a power tool or something that you would appreciate better?
You know,
something that's
going to
last you longer than 100.
So it does.
Something that
so
you can make $100 with over and over again.
Wait. So this is what you do.
What you mean? A girl is a power tool.
Doggone it, cuddles.
So you can earn up to keep getting platinum status and get little trinkets here and there. But I don't give a fuck about their trinkets. I don't give a fuck about all that shit. Like, they can keep the shit. You go out, we're going to give you a couple of dollars, and you're going to get a Home Depot shirt if you want one. No, keep that shit, too. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You know, you know, people, let me tell you, I keep telling you this game is funky. And I had a friend of mine who left, and he got to logistics even more in the logistics side of business because he's seen how bad retail was moving. So, you know, this shit is not this, and management and stores, they try to make it seem like they're doing great, but sometimes they be riding their ass like a fucking pony. You know?
Right.
Because everybody trying to push numbers. It's a
right.
Push number game. You know? And now they ain't made the lowest man on totem pole number. If your number don't look good, like I had to listen because I know the system so well, right? So I bought her in a situation. I said, you're always looking for me to big shop, fill holes and stuff, right? And I consistently show these people where people are not putting stuff on shelves. I said, to me, this is a broken system. The stuff come up the truck, They're not pulling it down. Then they don't do a full bay pack down. They just going through and just pushing out like they did it. So there's no full back bay pack down. Then you want me to dig in the mess that they're supposed to make sure they get on the show and then organizing the overhead right and find it so they can go on the show. And I can't do that because the shelf is so disorganized. Now you want me to be the finder. Like I'm supposed to be like sniffing out these things. No. So I zeroed it out. Make them order again. Make the system order again and make them put it on the shelf again. And if they don't put it on the shelf again, we back at the same game. It's a broken system. But you're not going to make me the villain.
Right.
You know, she's like, I don't know where you get this information. I said, listen, nobody not telling me nothing. I could read your energy. The conversation you have, the way you converse with me, converse with other people. I say, let me tell you something. I'm an energy man. I said, I know it might sound crazy to you. I said, but I can tell if your energy, your conversation is you genuine or not. I'd rather personally you not have a conversation with me if you're not being real about what you're trying to talk about. Ask me, good morning, how your day is. You can keep all that to yourself first. People look at me like, oh my God.
Well, you know, you're a predator already, so it's like, you know, she don't understand that once they see us, we a predator.
You know,
on sight. On sight.
You don't have no predators.
On sight, they look at us like that. These motherfuckers become this predator. And then you got to prove that you ain't a predator. It's like going to court. You guilty until you're proven innocent.
Right.
That's fucking some
right.
Bullshit.
That's just an ignorant stereotype. Y'all not no predators.
You ain't never been no black man. You ain't never been no black man, Nicole.
Yeah, see, Nicole.
That shit ain't no motherfucking joke.
I'm a black woman.
Nah, you ain't never been no black man, though, baby girl. You ain't seen this motherfucker.
I know y'all have.
You ain't seen this fury. You ain't seen the fury, Nicole.
Well, okay, so Cuddle.
That's absolute fury at us. Do you hear me? They furious.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's based in ignorance. Y'all ain't no predators.
You see, when they look at y'all, when they look at black women, they're looking about maybe the coochie first. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and the ass, a black woman, I like a sister here and there. That's what they say. I like a sister here and there. That's what they think about when they first see y'all. But when they first see us, it's motherfucking fury.
Yeah.
Nicole,
let me tell you something. This is a double-edged sword with females. If you have men who like you, and get you on your side. Most male managers, they were geared to female associates, right? They would gather male associates, I mean female associates on their side. That's just how they do. Female managers come in, she will gather those same females that bring out that same energy with her, and then get the guys that she's most attracted to and her energy to ride that same boat with her. It doesn't make a difference about what your work ethic is. It's about that energy that you project off yourself. And women do that. And even in the workplace and even outplace, most females will only hang with men who they feel their energy is attracted to, or they can really be around that energy. Energy is your energy that you project. It means a lot. But to those who don't give a fuck about all that shit and accept your personality, that's a different breed of person. That's a genuine person. That's motherfucker that you really want to be friends with. All that other shit,
yeah.
Suck them motherfuckers. I hate fake. I despise fake. If we have a conversation and I feel like you're going into some fakeness, I'm gonna tell you, man, look, stop that shit. Don't stop.
Right.
I would talk to a guy and we would have a conversation and I proved my point by telling him something about something that happened and he went, I said, nigga, don't do that shit. Don't fucking do that shit. I said, I'd rather for you to go ahead and admit you fucking wrong than come with that fake ass shit. Don't do that fucking shit. I hate that shit. Don't do that shit.
Right.
Keep that shit to yourself. You know? But motherfuckers, When I get fucking serious and you look at me, man, you can see a disgust on my face. My face be exposing it. I don't give a fuck. You can look at me and tell me I don't give a fuck. Like when I came on vacation, she said, "Oh, you on vacation, huh?" She said, "You on vacation?" I said, "Where you went to?" I said, "I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got money like you go around the world and I. Oh, I get it. I. Bitch, you phony. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't making fucking 5-6 figures. Hey, man. Don't play with me like that."
Oh, give it a break, Chill, Charles. I get minimum wage.
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't give nobody a fucking break. When you come to have a conversation with me face to face, I don't give nobody a motherfucking break. Because especially you coming with that fake-ass energy shit. I'd rather you not to fucking talk to
me. Oh, shit, Charles. God damn. You come in here with that slick shit. Fuck all that heavy downer. I'm on welfare. Fuck what you're talking about. You want to hit the weed.
You ain't welfare. You were a disability, broke head motherfucker. What happened was you actually fell down the step of a kid and split your wig, but you ain't want to tell nobody. You know, they kept it a secret all these years. That's why y'all had to move out of the way down. Because what happened was you started going out there hunting alligators by yourself at the age of 2. You know what I'm saying?
Looking for something to eat. Looking for something to eat.
Talking about, "Mom, I'm going to be all right walking out with your baby bottle in your hand in a hook." Come back later with an alligator tail. Talk about their dinner. Alligator steak.
I've never been a big fisherman or an alligator guy, shrimp boat guy.
I'm not a fisher. I'm not a fish either. I like to eat some fish. Well, one kind, I like lemon fish. But other than that, I'm not a big
women
fish.
Fish. You like women fish?
Lemon.
Oh,
they
lemon
call
with
lemon,
lemon pepper.
Lemon no. They call it a lemon fish. I know you never heard of it. It's a big-ass fish. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. That was a goal.
I'm going to look him up. I've never seen a lemon fish.
Look it up.
I seen a fish with lemon, a piece of lemon on it.
They call it down here lemon fish. Motherfucker's huge. It's huge. It's a big-ass fish. There's another name they have for it besides lemon fish, but that's the name that they use when they catch it.
What's more common, then? Yeah.
Lemon.
That's some good eating, aren't y'all? That's some good eating.
Nah, I had it on. I'm not a fish eater. And what happened was it was supposed to be catfish night. I told the story before. And these motherfuckers called these lemon fish, and they cook fried the shit. They filleted the motherfuckers and everything. Yeah, they had to fucking tell somebody else to eat all the fish because he ain't had nothing left because they took what was left before the fish was cooked, fried and all. Yeah, well, good.
Because I guess they call it the his given name, does it sound right? A cobia? COBIA?
I don't know what they call it, but it's a big-ass fish. There ain't no small fish.
It's a goldfish. It's a wild-caught Louisiana Gulf of Mexico fish. It has a hint of lemon taste in its flavor.
Well, not lying,
it's
when I
similar
it was
to mahi mahi.
I've heard of that.
I wouldn't lie about that. The big ass fish.
I didn't say you lied about what?
Oh no, you got. And you can't just catch this. You have to way out in the Gulf. Catch this. You have to way out there.
Yeah, say go for Mexico type wild caught. But let me look at him. I'm going to send you, oh, wow, I bet you this is him. Hold on.
Yo, I ain't never seen him. I just taste him.
Oh, well, he is pretty big. He almost look big like a small shark.
Yeah, he's huge. Wow. They got, listen, One fish you get a lot of fillets off. That's why they said, listen, they had caught a couple of them and they had a couple of bowls of fish. Like, you ever, remember you go like the a bakery and somebody's baking dough for like biscuits or something like that, and they got this big silver bowl.
Yeah.
So imagine they had four bowls like that full of fish, and when he fried, when I tried to cook fish, all they had was one.
Wow.
And they filleted them. I mean, literally deboned them, filleted them. Like, they ain't had nothing. All they had was just, they filleted them bitches good because there was no bone in the fish at all. Y'all talking about
I just took a picture of him. King Fred, you want to see what he looked like? I can send it to you, too.
Please do.
Wait, say again. We talk.
I just sent you a picture of him, Scissors, so you can see what they say is a lemon fish.
Cuddles,
you want me to
send you a picture?
Talking who language?
Who's that?
They're
fish alive. Fish eye?
Yeah.
I don't know why you asking me. Why you asking me? I don't run shit. Lathers is everything over here. May I, Lathers? Excuse me, Lathers, may I?
Oh, my God, Cuddles.
you ever seen a lemon fish alive? You ever seen one?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know what they had called. They called it. I heard a cobia, but I didn't know it was known as a lemon fish.
Yeah, that's what they call it down here. I ain't never know what they called it. Look, that's all I know it as a lemon fish. And I know one fish you can get a lot of fillets out of it. They say you catch one of them motherfuckers, you get some fillets out of that bitch. Nothing feed the family.
Yeah, he's big. So our brother, he ain't no some fish a lot. Have you seen one before? Have you seen it? Because if you want to see what he looked like, I can send you this picture I found. I'm sending it to our brother Fred now.
Yeah,
okay.
I've seen him. I haven't seen him in person, but I've seen
him. Okay.
Yeah, so it's
okay.
Good eating. And I'm not a fish man like that, but it was good. And then
they probably fight good, too. That's what I'd be interested in. They can fight.
Now, I don't know. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Because they catch a lot of, they have what they call out their hard-head catfish. Like, I was asked, I said, why you call it a fucking hard-head catfish? So they was out there catching fish, and they caught one, and they were talking about how dangerous his tail is. It can slice your hand open. And so, but the motherfucker caught one, and he took it up on deck. And he said, I'm going to show you why. And he literally took the head and banged it against the rail. Like, literally, hit that bitch three times and threw that bitch over the fucking boat, and that bitch swam off. Like, that bitch bang, 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 bang. Like, Lord. Like, he would literally fuck somebody up with this fish.
Yeah.
That bitch, like that. He threw that bitch overboard, and I swear, that motherfucker swam off. Now, I thought barracudas were a little small, like, you know, they weren't, I didn't think it was as big as they, so I seen it myself. Man, fucking, I'd be fucking scared if barracuda come at my ass. Man, this bitch is big as fuck.
Yeah, I seen a barracuda, not in person, but on the
I seen it in person.
National Geographic type, you know, somebody
was,
show.
We was out furred up in the Gulf to be, the water get kind of like cleary blue, right? So I'm looking out. I came. I had a break. I said I went out to look, you know. And so out in the stack, I see five shadows. I said, man, like shark? Is that? They have some big ass shadows. I said, is that shark? So one of the kids dude came. I said, nah, that ain't no shark. He said, oh shit, I seen a barracuda. That motherfucker ran and tried to get a fucking. He was going to try to catch one of the motherfuckers. He said, you got some slop you about to throw away? He said, you got some slop you about to throw away? He said, that motherfucker's hungry. He said, that's why they come into the rig. He said, I need to catch one of them barracudas. So I went inside, I got some slop. And because they only go after live. They don't eat nothing dead. All this shit they like to eat is moving. So he said, maybe I could throw my hook in there and I could catch it. And, man, that motherfucking kid dude tried to catch that barracuda. He was He was hoping he was hoping he could catch that motherfucker. Come on, man. What the fuck you doing?
Don't go spazzing out like Chocolate Peach. Calm down. You're
no,
in the country. Okay, just
like,
calm down. You're in the country. Just take it easy. You're in the suburbs.
Calm down. It's all right. It's all right. Anyway, but he didn't catch it. But the five, you can see, listen, they were moving so fast. They were tearing them fish up. They was moving fast as fuck. Like, man, it was causing serious ripples in the water. Now,
wow.
The beautiful thing I've ever seen, the most, a school of jellyfish in the Gulf. You know, I don't, when I think about the Gulf, I don't think about jellyfish in the Gulf. But that's the beautifulest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Like, it was beautiful. I wish I had a camera. I could have took a picture. Like, you can see jellyfish from miles. That's how much they live in the Gulf.
You seen them glowing? You seen them glowing underwater?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was all inside the water. Like, there was a bunch of them. Like, man.
Wow.
I mean, a serious school of them. It wasn't no one or two. It was a bunch of them.
Wow. King Fred, to you, our sister Chocolate Peach said to tell you to keep her name out your mouth, exclamation point, followed by LOL. So don't get excited.
Well, you ain't little J. King reading comments that people say, who the fuck you think you is?
It's the third hour of power.
Listen, for you to have to be a J. King, you're going to have to lose a lot more weight, and you're going to have to become light-skinned. Can you do that?
You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied about the weight loss. Great day. But, like, I'm
you better
I'm
be
brown.
Glad I ain't
I'm
by
brown.
The board. I'm going to tow your ass up.
Somebody said black people be trying to wear white clothes like they getting out of jail. I thought about J.K.
I don't
want to
be a Lathers. I'm happy being me. I don't want to be a Lathers.
I don't think
I'm
so. I don't think so. Because when Lathers ask you to do stuff, you get rapid and do it immediately.
Yep.
When me ask you something, you say, oh, I'll have it for you tomorrow.
Man, again, she
rapidly. Immediately.
Arriva. That is not fair what you say. That's not fair what you say.
We know who's your we know who's your pimp.
No. No, he is not.
Yeah, he is. You put that backhand down on your ass.
Yeah, he is. You have danced at many tables.
Oh my gosh. Don't help him. And to our sister Chocolate Peach, are you in the queue, sister?
Go, ain't nothing I can do. Ain't nothing I can do for her if she in the queue. Do what you want me to do.
Isn't she in the queue, Connor?
So I can't let nothing do about it, nigga. I'm not by the board. You better call Lathers.
He's in a meeting. He's
well,
in a
you
meeting.
Well, you're going to have to wait. You got to wait. I ain't nowhere by the board.
Scissors, would you please call your
why
cupcake because she's stuck in the queue.
So wait. What? I've been stuck in the queue before.
Look at J. King, look up. Hold up. Wait. Magic question. When J. King had me on mute for a long time, did you guys try to vote to get me come back on here? Fuck no.
Man, that is
none
just
of y'all.
Shit.
None
that
of
is
y'all.
A motherfucking thing. They ass is crushed up.
They
ass
is crushed
up. I always
advocated for you, Scissors.
You didn't advocate for him. When Joe did that to him, you mother, y'all both of y'all asses squinched up so small, it was the smallest ass I ever seen when J. King come around.
You heard that when he put me on the mute? You heard that?
Yeah, I heard these motherfuckers ain't shit, Big Charles. That's why I've been wondering why you've been taking their side.
Ali heard him put me in a damn mute, and Chocolate Peach should have put me. Yeah, she could have been the first advocate in there, because she always told me she on the phone when she tried. But she backed me up. She left me hanging, too.
Hell
yeah,
no.
She did. She left me hanging.
No.
She left me hanging. All y'all, you married and time.
Well, you know, Chocolate Pete started hanging out with Mary since she got out of the pen, and then they've been deep throat.
Oh my God.
You know, she's changed over the months.
Oh my God.
And all this motherfucker can say is deduction.
Now, when look, and then y'all all got quiet. None of y'all said nothing. None of y'all said nothing.
They said shit.
If that had been me, I'd have spoke up and said, look, you always do that. Look, I didn't purposely do that, but y'all didn't say, you know, y'all left me hanging.
Yeah, they see,
like
they little bitty. Yeah,
look,
they
look.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Look, the popo rolled up on me, Ali, and all them ran inside. Then they came back outside, talked to the popo after he put me on mute. He said, "Look, nah, put your hand on me. You gonna be on mute for a while."
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But try and treat me like a little Roderick at first and shit. Yeah.
These motherfuckers is terrible, man. See, around Jay King, they real small, see? So he don't see that they big and fat. They only get big and fat around us.
Oh, my God.
The motherfuckers shrink up around Jay King. He thought he brought some hourglasses over here. These motherfuckers ain't hourglasses. These motherfuckers is big old motherfucking tanks.
Y'all want to jump Fred and shit, you know. Get on Fred, you know, all of y'all, you know what I'm saying? But when it's time y'all jump on Jay King, when a good guy like me is being handled, y'all let the good guy get jumped all upon. But when the big guy, you know, like Jay King, the short guy come out and start telling blah, 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 this, that, and other, y'all like puppy dog.
They go to kissing ass. They go to kissing ass and running and jumping and dusting and acting dizzy and shit.
Wow.
Start calling y'all on the yes clan. That's what I'm start calling y'all the let's.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not a sincere statement. No, we are not the Yes Clan. We're not the Bird Band.
Ali, how quiet it got when Jay King put my ass on mute?
And man, it was quiet. It was Billy Ray Valentine and his cousin showed up.
You could have dropped a pin when he went in on me. I said, oh, y'all let me get chopped up like that. Y'all ain't coming to be
yeah.
No kind of.
I told you, these motherfuckers ain't shit.
Charlie Peter, that was you? I said, you know, that's how my girls do. That's how she gets furious calling
crazy. Now, Chocolate Peach, she ain't a peach. She's really not a. She's not a peach really for you. She's a peach for Jay.
Oh my God!
That motherfucker's an apricot around you.
Wow.
Cut a third apart. Call that motherfucker chocolate apricot.
Put your nun outfit on. I want you to be honest. When Jay King chopped on my hand, did anybody say anything? So y'all all got quiet.
Trouble now.
Mm-hmm.
Cuddle,
Puddles, I
man,
do advocate for you. I can put on mute behind you, Bucket.
No, you
I have been muted
you
by
you.
You know what? It's going to be your last time calling me a bucket. You call me a bucket one more motherfucking time. One more time. Let me be one more bucket, nigga.
Where you at right now, Puddles? Where you at right now?
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Nick, Snitchy, you understand my life.
We're having a good time. Where you at right now?
Hey, Snitchy, let me ask you a question. Who you last defended for one of us towards Jay King? When did you ever defended us last time? When you ever spoke up against us? I want to hear this.
The last time I did it, I feel like I'm over here keeping a full tally, but the last time he was wrong about it.
Listen, I ain't talking about taking I ain't talking about taking a BB shot. I'm talking about a whole bullet. Because, you know, when Jay King go bucking, you know, the bullet going to hit you one time and go all the way through. We're going to come back and hit you again. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to put you a couple of mutes while he hitting you with it. But I'm saying, what last time you did one of them?
I'm not scared of Lathis. I respect Lathis. I'm not afraid of Lathis.
Oh,
if Lathis is incorrect, I have come in a million times and said, I'll say that you Thank you for coming in and saving me. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's how I know the Lord loved me. That's how I know it. That's how I know it. That's how I know it.
What you got? You another valley girl sitting there stand by you?
Well,
that's how I know. That's also how I know y'all are obsessed with Jay King. When you shrink up when you come around.
We do not shrink up. No, we don't, Cuddle.
All you motherfuckers should be named Mushroom. As much as you shrink up.
We ain't shriveled. We ain't shriveled up. Now, Scissors, case in point, last Thursday, the landscaper was here, and King Dre said, who was that cutting down a tree? And you got blamed for it. What did I do? I came right to the line, and I apologized, and I said it was me. And I said, it's the landscaper. And you said, see, it wasn't me. So don't you ask me when the last time I took up for you. It was just last week. How about that?
That was no real mute. That was no real mute. That was a pause. That ain't the real mute. The real mute
see,
I got is not
I'm
going to
give you a good example. You tell me my example not good enough.
No,
Hold up.
Let me
you said win.
You.
I gave you a win. When's the last time you took up for me?
Hold up.
When's the last
time
you took up for our sister Mary or our sister Mo or our sister Kat and your cupcake? When's the last time you did that?
You ready?
Yes,
I'm ready. You going to let me speak? Kat don't never need none for no mute. She ain't never taking no mutes like that, okay? I take more mutes than Kat. You know what I'm saying? I take more mutes than you. You know what I'm saying? I get the first mute regardless when a noise happens, I get the first mute. I get the first mute when I'm in a thing. I'm going to get the first mute, regardless. Because he got to go and figure out the noise. So I get the first mute. And then I'd be sitting on that thing. Now, I get that. That's a pause mute. That's not a real mute. That's a pause in the wind. I'm going to take that. That's an Ali shit. That's a giggle shit right there. I can deal with that. You know what I'm saying? But that last one I got, that one, he had me on extra hole, and I had to text myself to get back in that gym. Yeah, that's different. That is different. Yeah. That's totally different.
But now, Scissors,
what you saying, big OG Charles, you saying that he muted you for nothing. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, nigga.
Okay.
I forgot I was up with you. Listen, he thought me that I was going in the bar, and I mean, I was about going that bar noise. Nah,
yeah.
I was cursed out the motherfucking goddamn person who was driving in front of me. But I ain't know
yeah.
I was on mute, but damn. Motherfucker put me on a long-ass motherfucking mute shit. You know what I'm saying? But I took that shit straight OG. You know what I mean? I took it. I took my
yeah.
But you guys.
Yeah, I know
you
what you mean, man. I know what you mean, bro. I know what he be doing. See, he be trying to act like I be muting for nothing when it's really him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah, see? Yeah, okay, Cuddles. I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Cuddles.
It's all Lather's fault. This nigga's leadership. This nigga's leadership around here, right? And you see what he's doing. But you know why I do it. If you see what he's doing, you know why I do it.
Oh, my God.
This is leadership.
All right,
listen,
going on.
I'm going to say this. Listen, I'm going to say this. If Jay can click out put nigga on mute, Ali can do it too. Yeah, that's what I say.
All right,
leadership.
Have that same energy in the morning, Sizzy.
We gonna have it. We got it right now. Call him right now. Go tell him.
Wait. Look, it's an archive. You can prove it. You can say it again. Hey.
Go call him right now. You know how y'all do.
Hey,
you and Mo Move.
If you can spaz out, put somebody on mute, Ali can spaz out, put somebody on mute. You teach him the same thing you do. Yeah. Spaz out, put a motherfucker on mute. Fuck it. Catch a bubble. Ali, come catch a bubble, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Catch these bubble nuts.
When the last time?
Come on, and get some of these perishable balls.
Get some IDMO nuts bubbles.
Answer me this. When's the last time Lathers put a woman on mute?
Nah. Answer that, snitching.
Let's see, brother.
He can't answer that because he's a lot. This is what you got to understand, it's official lot. All the women on here is animals. They're not really women. So he hasn't been a woman in a while.
Wow. That's horrible. Last week, brother. I'm going to say it was last week. This week is going to be
Listen, the only person you might listen, the most you might do to a female is spray some repellent spray, and you don't come back no more like Professor Othelia.
That might have been the last person he muted.
She didn't have some of that ass before. See, she'll be back in about 6 months.
She wants you to respect her name. She wants all of us to respect her name. Dr. Princess Odelia.
All right. You know, she can have all that. She had these GMO nuts. She had these GMO nuts,
oh,
too,
my
on King of the
Morning.
Y'all trying to hook her up with our brother Roderick. Now Roderick looking for her with a flashlight.
You mean Roger don't need a flashlight? He is a flashlight.
Oh, Lord. He said, when I'm a meter, when I'm a meter. Oh,
Lord. You want me to snitch you, dude? He didn't tell you.
No, no. No, no, brother. No, no.
Look, he gonna come up with the words and say, and you gonna type the book. You know what I'm saying? Y'all put y'all thoughts together.
Nah,
we
all right. Everything is in a good space. Let us enjoy it while we have it.
All of us,
no, no.
Can't be like that. Look at Snicker Boo. It can't be like that. You gotta give the program, man. You gotta give the program.
Oh my God.
You gotta give the program, man. You can't be like that.
I'ma just make sure our brother Roger got everybody's phone number. How about them apples?
No, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? No, don't do that.
All right,
I'm glad you said that right here on the radio because I got the archives and I'm listening to the police. We get off today.
Get it. And you heard me say nah. You heard me say no.
Yeah, you opted out real quick. You opted out real quick.
ASAP.
Well, I know our brother's right. Fish a lot. Hopes for today they can have a good conversation. I you know, he may not say it all the time, but I sense it in the ether. Yes.
With who, Robert?
I know somewhere in there. You ain't got to speak on it. Don't say nothing. It's all right.
He sounds like he's in a relapse.
Oh, my God. No. No.
Every time you rent a car by a day, you know you're in relapse.
He said he was inspired. He said he was inspired.
Ali and J. King have not written a call by the day. Come on, son.
No, they're not. Not at all.
Thank you. Maybe somebody on here has written a call by the day.
No one that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. No one that I'm aware of either. Yeah.
But he was inspired to have, you know, he was inspired to have a nice car to drive in since he went to the concert. He treated himself, and he's still treating himself. He said he worked hard every day to pay for it. So, I mean, what can we say? You know, I mean, we can encourage him. And Lavis did, right? He told him you could save up and get the same results. But he kind of wanted right now was his thing. So he's doing that thing that way.
He don't want to
take a little long to save up.
He go snitch you for bringing out the holy justice of greatness.
No,
yeah.
I'm just repeating what was said, Scissors.
Yeah,
I got you. Oh my goodness. So Scissors, you want him to have a work number? Which number you?
You can't have none of the above.
To respect what he's doing and how he's doing it, and you know, and know that you know his life is the best is yet to come. He wants us to celebrate with him and that.
I got you. I tell you what, Snitchy, if the best is yet to come and you believe it, I think you need to set a date up with you where y'all come, and Roger would love to move in with you. You know.
make
I want him to do better than that. I want him to do better than that.
Can you
I want him to do better than that. No, I can't.
He can make your art and craft table crafty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Don't
be talking about art and craft table. That's my art and craft table. That's my area. That's my thing right there. As a matter of fact, he like what? He like Texas.
I said, you know, he like texting long paragraphs and stuff like that.
He gonna get his point across now. He gonna let you know something. He gonna get that thought out.
But listen, he gonna say, you know, I like texting a lot, huh, baby. So I'm gonna let me show you my penmanship on your craft table.
Yeah, No, thank you. I want him to do better than that. I want him to exceed far and above that. Go ahead now.
He trying to show you his penmanship. You know what I'm saying? Let me lay my pen out. Let me show you what I'm writing with.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Listen. Let me show you what I'm writing with while you listen to my demonic rumors.
I just figured out what you said. Deductive scissors. No. He going to write that somewhere else. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
You say you rebuked that in the name, huh?
Yes, in a mighty name. I have a lasting name.
And listen, you know how much, listen.
Yes,
can you imagine?
My God.
I'm going to help you out, Stitch. I'm going to put the whole thing in.
No. I just see what can I help you offering. No.
Hold up. Listen, look. He's going to show you his penmanship while he's talking to you while the mind rumors is playing. That's romantic.
No. Ooh wee!
Hold
on. Now you know he don't appreciate y'all getting him all confused like that. He gonna be on here tomorrow. He gonna send somebody a message. Somebody gonna read it. He gonna address you, scissors. And you cutting up. My goodness. So, sir, for this official out, are you having a good day, sir?
Yes, I am. Y'all making it go by quick.
Wonderful. We are glad to do it. I have, I think it was 1:15. We're still here. I think I have a 1:15 Zoom I'm supposed to be on, but I said I was glad today. I've been here just about the entire time today. So
That's pretty good.
The past couple of days was rough.
We appreciate you being on here, and Roger would love to show you his penmanship.
He can keep his pen away. We're good. We're good. I don't need any signatures. I'm all right on that. But King Fred don't appreciate. King Fred trying to get us sisters booted off the broadcast. Oh, my God.
That's not what I said. I need you to stay in your place as a female.
Wow. So, King Fred, where is my place in a discussion? Because I'm supposed to contribute to the discussion. If I don't contribute, you'll say, since you over there, she ain't even doing that. I don't even know what she hit the one for. She ain't saying nothing. Nah. So how can a sister win at the king's table? How can she do it? How can she be a winner? She's already a visitor, but how can she win in her visitation?
Fred said in the kitchen with them pots and pans.
In the kitchen.
I was trying to figure out who gonna bring the pots and pans. Who gonna say she's supposed to be in the kitchen? I can't believe it was you, brother, but it was you. You fucking stick together. Oh my god, you fucking stick together.
Well, look,
I'm just quoting the song.
Look, oh my God. He's trying to say you go to pots and pans because, you know, Roger already got you on the grassy thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, he don't now. No, he don't. I assure you. No, sir. No, no.
Well, yeah,
no.
She was Roger showing his penmanship.
No, no. Wow.
I'm just saying. He's trying to set you up a mellow mood, you know? It'll be a mellow mood night for you, you know what I mean?
So here's what I think the sisters bring to the third hour of power and even in Kings of the Morning. We will look up things for y'all and we enhance y'all discussion.
Who look up what? Who looking up
well,
what?
If it don't matter what it is.
Ain't looking up shit.
Chapter looked up plenty of stuff.
Looking up shit.
Our sister Chocolate Peach has looked up plenty of stuff. Our sister Mo has looked up plenty of stuff. Yes.
Listen. My girl only look at stuff when she want nobody. It ain't for nobody else because she's just fucking curious.
No. Sister has looked up things before and helped all you buckets out. See how y'all got short-term memory. Buckets got short-term memory. Our sister Kat, she looked things up. She bring in book titles, documentaries. She talk about things from her work experience. What are you talking about? The sisters help enrich you buckets in your discussion.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
More moon pops up in here to help you out with Valley Girl.
Yes, she do
but
help.
Moon,
yes, she do.
Listen. Calm down. You show Valley Girl got a complex. Y'all got a short valley complex with y'all. Y'all need to call.
Ain't nobody got no short valley complex. That's horrible, sister. That's horrible. See, our sister was honest. She told y'all how you know her height, and y'all see how y'all use it against her. It's horrible. That's horrible.
What? J. King shot? They be calling him leprechaun and shit. Sometimes I'm just saying. I think Fred called him a leprechaun. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing wrong with your height, you know? But, you know, it's all right for two Valley Girl MCs.
Sister, I want you to stand by to hear what he has to say. No, I'm going to stand by. What's he got to say about me? I heard my name.
I said they're going to speed up some calling y'all two Valley Girl. Two sharp Valley Girl MCs. That's what we'll start calling
y'all. There you go, officer. There you go. He over there backpedaling. He doing the moonwalk. There he is.
Hey, look. No, look. Hold up. We're going to start calling y'all girls two Valley Girl MCs. Y'all name on the side going to be MC Moo Moo.
See this?
And DJ Crafty.
Wow. Oh, my God. DJ Crafty. We might be able to do something with that. I think we might be on to something. Oh, my goodness. But, sister, before that, he said we're going to be the Yes Clan. All the sisters is the Yes Clan.
MC Moo Moo, tell them how you feel.
Oh my God. I think it's just unfair. I think it's unfair. And you know, for us to just be banned to the kitchen, all we bring out is refreshments. I mean, you know, we ain't got nothing else to say other than, would you like a refill? I mean, you know, honestly.
Hey. I'm going to tell you something.
Hold up.
So you two girls sound like the help. I'm just saying, y'all voice even sound like the help. Look, I'm sure Sir Fish and Rock would love Old Moon to open his door and say, how can I help you? I'm just saying, your voice is inviting. You're Valley Girl-like.
Every time we say good morning to you, Buckets, and every time we look up something, it is the equivalent. It is. Every time we bring our experience to the discussion, I mean, what? Y'all should say thank you. That's the word right there. Bird was the word. But we could go with thank you, scissors, and you can thank all your scissors. Sisters, oh, my God. You can thank all us sisters for helping you. That would be wonderful.
Thank you, sisters, for helping you. But we stay in your place, damn it.
Listen, we do a lot for you, girl. Listen, we do a lot for you women, but you women don't want to accept the gifts we give out. You know what I'm saying? You know, last time we tried to help Mo Moon out, you know, she ran off the thing.
That was
know?
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
You know,
that's true now.
You know,
that's
yeah,
true.
I said
when y'all was doing it that it was beautiful. And I think Cuddle put me on mute. But yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah, I don't pick out the other things that y'all say. Y'all mix it up. Y'all mix
it
up.
I really appreciate y'all helping me out. Thank you.
So look, we invent. We bring, listen, we know y'all sexual content in life is not heavy. So we bring a lot of sexual content to your life. You guys don't accept it in such a manner. But, you know, you guys can get a sexual laugh without actually being into the act. You know what I'm saying? So, look, I mean, y'all should thank us. You know, GMO nuts, you know, gluten-free shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, look, you know, just saying. You can't get this shit nowhere else, you know?
Who said the nutters is full of almond milk?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Look, you know what I mean? Look, see, look how the nun remember that kind of stuff. See, you're a bad nun when you want to be. See that?
Well, I do listen to y'all.
Listen, J. King cannot just put a parental advisory on that. He had to put a couple X's on the thing.
at least two X's. At least two X's. Y'all ain't all the way, but at least two X's. Who's winning?
Get a glass of GMO free almond milk nutter.
I'm telling you, Nicole. I mean, you're grown and everything, you know, but you done so well, you know. They want to know what's wrong with me. What's that happened? What has happened to me?
Mm-hmm.
I know two people.
Your grandparents saying shame on you right now. You're a disgrace to the pearl that you put on. You're a disgrace to the pearl. You can't have those anymore.
Oh my God.
You have stained the pearl.
I think my father turned over. My mother is laughing. But I think my father turned over. My father would have loved to have been here on a Kings in the Morning. He would have loved it. But for me to be here, oh no, totally different. and I even think my grandfather, you know, like in his younger years, you know, he would have enjoyed Kings in the Morning, like our brother Levi. I think he would have enjoyed it, but not me or, you know, my mom or, you know, my grandmother.
See,
no, he wouldn't have wanted us here. No,
look,
he would have called out King Fred real quick.
When you walk up to a person, when you walk up to the heavenly gate, and you see J. King still sitting outside the gate, or Ali, or Fred,
I already know what my fate gonna be. They should go in and save me a chair. They're going to save me a chair. We're going to be window washers. We're going to be window washers in the gates of heaven.
I'll be like, what's going on?
I fuck with St. Peter. I go to mass and shit. You know, I got confession. So I do what I do and then I confess and pray. Hey.
My mother and my eldest sister, I think, yeah. I don't think I could ever bring my eldest sister here because she gonna match y'all beat for beat. You know, because, see, I done brought my eldest with me somewhere else. and it was a joke about Brokeback Mountain. But you know, it was just a joke in general. And here she comes. She's trying to improve the joke. And I was saying, whoa. I had to hurry up and text her. Wait a minute. You know, because, you know, my thing was, you know, I told her, like, you know, okay, like, it's fine for them to be joking, but you can't join in joking like that. And then if they say something you don't like, now I feel like I got to come and defend you. Get out of here. I hang out over here. She'll tell you one day if you meet her in person. Yeah, but she tried to improve the Brokeback Mountain joke. Oh my God! To you, King Fred, our brother Jeff Roney says that you got yourself a frequent flyer card. I think this is the you and Saint who you say Saint Peter?
Saint Peter, yeah. Saint Peter supposed to save his ass.
He ain't got no cake. He got toothbrush. And you're going to get one, too. You heard scissors. We all scrubbing.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
really haven't read everything I'm supposed to read. What'd you say, King Fred?
Oh, cinnamon roll, oh, cinnamon roll. Where are as out the cinnamon roll. You know, Tosco makes a really good cinnamon roll. Tosco, they give you so many, you'll OD. So you think they just give you way too many of them motherfuckers. But they're quality.
Out here at the California Costco, King Fred, I don't know if I've ever seen.
You probably have a guy back there in the back. I know where they are. We have a Costco. No, we have a Sam's Club. Sam's Club. That's what it is. Sam's
Club. Did you know
Club.
That, hey, I learned something new. Did you know that if you have a $25 gift card from Costco, you can still go in that shop as long as you got a $25 gift card?
You mean without membership?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Well, hell, this seems like I would just own the motherfucking buy me a $25 golf cart and then spend the $25 and whatever else I want to buy.
Yep.
$100 on yeah, that's cheaper than the membership. I tell you, you know, even the, like, you know, the base membership.
Okay.
It's gone up.
I think ours is $100. How much is the platoon a year?
Let me listen. Now, King Fred, you might have a highfalutin Costco membership. Hold on a minute. Let me
yeah,
look.
Yeah,
a
highfalutin.
Yeah,
hold
on.
Highfalutin. You know.
Let me see.
Look at
Snitchy. It says membership fee.
Yeah, that's
how much it is for annual?
$130. And then it says here that they're dividing this into $65 is for membership plus the $65 upgrade fee. Now, I don't know what we upgrading to.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the new price point of $130, 2 days ago, as a matter of fact. So they just raised it again. They said here Costco has announced its first membership price increase in 7 years. Now, I thought they raised it like the year before. But this is what they're saying. 7 years, taking effect Sunday, September the 1st. Wow, it just took effect. King Fred, how timely of you to bring this up. It says the wholesale grocery store retailer will raise the cost of its Gold Star membership by $5. So it said that's going to bring it up to $65. Similarly, oh, I got you. Okay, similarly, the executive membership will see a $10 increase, which brings them up from $120 to $130. Okay. So regular membership is 65. It was 60. And, oh, hold on. Our brother Jeff Roney is saying, yeah, that is executive. The other thing that I looked up, it didn't specify, but when we dug a little further, yes, 130 is for executive. And it took effect on the 1st, basically on Sunday just passed. And so yeah, now, I don't have Gold Star, right? Do I have Gold? What is that I have? I have the regular red and white card. I guess I do have a Gold Star in the middle. Look, I've had it for so long, I've forgot. Hold on. Let me look at that. But I could have sworn that went up. I mean, yeah, I have a Gold Star. I'm a Gold Star member. So this card now costs $65. So if you can get in there with $25 and, you know, just do what you got to do when you need it, I think that's nice of them to do that. I had no clue.
Yeah. Somebody
yeah, I got this through work years ago.
I have a $25 gift card, and by regulations, if I have at least a $25 gift card, I can come in here and shop with my $25 gift card.
Scissors, is that a Costco gift card or is that
Costco gift card?
So you have to get in there. You have to get in to get the Costco card, or somebody has to get it for you.
Buy one. Yep. Right.
So
I think, listen, if I'm not wrong, you can go places and buy gift cards at Costco, not Walmart. I mean, like I think I've seen them hanging.
I think I've seen them at Walmart too. Yeah.
Yep.
Because I'm looking to see.
Well, I think that's a wonderful gift to give someone, because especially if they have a family, you know, we get like paper products out of there. I buy the big spinach out of there. You know, it's more affordable to do it that way, like for my juicing and all. You know, I mean, I used to get other stuff out of there, but you know, it's not a whole lot. So then it turns into things like, you know, gas, you know, tires, things like that. But like, if I ever wanted to get a real nice air conditioning unit or something like that, Costco has, or even a vacation package. They used to have really good deals like that. And wait, our brother Jeffroni said, executive, you can get back 2% in rebates at the end of the year. Yes, that's true. I knew about it, but never you know, experienced it because I don't have one. And wow. And King Jeffroni, if you're all right with it, I'll they gave him a reward gift certificate. And it can go up to $1,250. Wow. That's awesome. And let's see, he says, plus you get in an hour early. That's right. Well, I mean, it could be a big deal depending. Like, I bet you during the pandemic that was a big deal because those lines were super long then. It says, plus you can see I'm paying $130 for the membership. Right, but he says he gets back $44.88. In essence, with the rebate applied, right, that's the same as what is that called, brother? I'm at a loss here. What is that called? Is that cost averaging? Isn't that cost averaging? So King Jeffroni's $130. Wait a minute. Wow. Hold on. King Jeffroni's $130 because my brain isn't working. Yeah, he's paying just a little bit over the regular membership of 65. He's paying $85.12 now with his membership. But honestly, King Jeffroni, it depends on how much you shop, up to $1,250 you could get back. So you could literally pay for your membership, and then some, depending on if you use it for more things up to their maximum. Also, you save in time. Like, if you crunch for time, you do get in an hour early. Right. Okay, he's saying, yes, we can say it's a dollar cost averaging. He says, but you have to spend a lot of money, or if you own a business, it will pay off, especially if you own a restaurant. True, because even all that rolls back into, you can write that off under the business. So you can almost double dip in a sense. Yeah. Yeah, I can't justify the executive membership just on volume, because I mean, you know, I don't buy even as much as I used to. So, but good to know. Thank you, Scissor. So, if anyone gets a $25 gift certificate, they can get in Costco without the membership. I never knew that. And my brother Jeffroni says, see, in my case, I just realized I should actually downgrade to the regular membership based on what we actually spent. Yeah, I'm thinking yes. If you know, unless, you know, I don't know, you may take a different approach, and then all the family come together. If everybody in the family wanted to shop there, it's still worth it. And you're going to get a larger rebate check. Like, if everybody, if y'all pulled together as a family unit and did your mass shopping in there. That's what I said to the young people. They should go in together on a Costco membership and split certain things, like the bath tissue and paper towels and, you know, some other things that they may need from out of there. And that'll help them with their budget a bit, because they can share in on that. But everybody has to have their share.
Well, now you can only do that though if you guys live in the same household. So they don't allow you to do the membership with two different addresses.
Well, okay, so sister, on paper you are correct. However, this thing goes on even though it's already. Yeah, I mean, like you can have two Costco cards, right? So you can have one main card, and then someone else gets another one, and you know, I think at the end of the day, they're mainly interested in the fact that you got a card to get in, or a method to get in, but I mean, they're not going to turn away money. That you know, they're not going to tell you know, so, but don't be blatant about it.
No, they don't even check it half the time. I mean, at least when I've gone with my friends.
Yeah. So, King Jeffroni, you were saying that your son is on your Costco membership card and he lives in Portland. Right. He has his own card, though, right, King Jeffroni? That's what you're saying, right? He just uses the – right. Okay. Yeah. But I think what our sister Mo is bringing out, like, okay, so, you know, Elijah live here, and his three friends, they done went in and divided up for their three families, but they're on one membership, but, you know, three of them on two cards or something like that. You know, and sister's bringing out the point that they don't really want you to, they don't want you to average your cost in that fashion. And that's true. That is true on paper. However, I do know, you know, grown folks bring other folks with them to go shopping in Costco. They don't have a membership at all. They haven't shared in or anything, but like a courtesy. Like when they used to give you a guest pass, you could bring a guest. They stopped doing that though. Oh, you said you added him to your account and his wife? Okay. Well, I mean, you know, so maybe, well, like I was saying, our sister Mo, they don't want to miss any money. Because remember, Costco at one point were thinking that the younger generation were going to give up on shopping like how we have and our parents. So, they, you know, they were a little bit worried how they want to maintain. So I think if we don't make a big deal out of it, as long as the money is good. You said it was cheaper to add him, right, than for him to get it himself, right. Now, I'm saying, though, young people can pitch in and they all save. You know what I mean? Like, that, you know, split that 65 by 3. There is, you know, there is no Costco membership at that price point. And, you know, go in there, you know, you're not making any trouble. Just go get your groceries and get out of there. So, because, it's, you know, the budget is tight on the young people as it is on some of us bigger babies. So. Yeah. But, you know, one of them don't need 42 rolls of bath tissue. So go stare in on that and split it three ways or two ways or whatever. I think it'll be more affordable than going to, like, other stores. You said, right, right, right. You all go in and get groceries, right? You just need one card. Yeah, that's what I was, yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I told Elijah. Yep, because everybody had a share, you know, don't leave the other one hanging, you know.
Yeah, they deliver.
Right, right. The card has your picture on it. What'd you say, King Fred?
They deliver my toilet paper from Amazon. I got some shit that comes every 3 weeks or every 2 weeks. I got a shitload of toilet paper. I got so much toilet paper, my grandbaby. She said, Papa, can I have one of those? I said to myself, you only got a bunch of toilet paper. I said, baby, just get you a whole, just get you two cases. Just take them all, baby. No worries.
Yeah.
I said to myself,
it's expensive.
Not if you buy it in bulk, and then Amway got it where you can buy 500 rolls for some crazy amount if you're a platinum member. You know, I just can't see myself storing all that fucking toilet paper. But I get the paper towels and stuff like that, because I use a lot of paper towels, and they're very
cool. Right. Right.
So, like, you know, they use, you know, some will say, oh, just buy the single ply or buy the generic brand. But, you know, if you ask me since the pandemic, like, okay, Walmart used to have a 50-cent paper towel, okay? It was a very small roll, maybe 88 sheets on it or something like that. Well, now that thing is upwards of a dollar, and it's still 88 sheets. So, you know, somebody like me, you know, I'm saying, like, you know,
I couldn't
like
fuck with you.
See,
if I was buying everything and I stayed with you, and you fucking with me about how many paper towels I use, how many plates. Oh, you was only supposed to get one paper plate. Well, no, I like to secure my shit. Well, we don't do that here. You round talking about, hold up. I'm just imagining some shit. You see like them paper towels? You would probably take that motherfucker, you know, and cut it in half. I'm like, what the fuck? She would probably take the roll of toilet paper and lay me out three plies.
Oh, my God, King Fred. I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
That's probably what you're doing to Elijah. Can you all imagine what you're doing to that poor boy? What you doing to that poor boy?
You call Elijah and ask him yourself what happens to him around here.
I ain't going to call him and let him tell him that you're listening to see. You in there listening to see how many times. You in there not even trusted. You talk too much. You're sitting your ass up over there counting and listening how many times this motherfucker flushed the toilet. Well, he only used to pee. He peed. He didn't need to flush it. And we're gonna save on that too.
I used to go
visit people and they don't want to turn the air conditioner on. I'm like, why in the fuck am I coming over to your house and you want to use your air conditioner? I know you got central air in this hot motherfucker.
It's because you suck up a lot of air.
Come this do nothing. No, I can't say that. I can't say that. Now, that was a lie.
What?
I said, here come this do nothing, and I take that back totally. Totally.
You take what back?
Nothing, Jay. Go on, get your snap out. Just go on, dream, and listen. You just want to argue with me. Fuck that.
Why would I want to argue with you?
He went to sleep.
Why would I
want to
argue?
Now he want to wait. Jay, I don't want to confrontate with you.
He was in a meeting, King Fred. He out now.
Okay, I don't want to go back and forth with you, man. Find somebody else, bro. We scrape. Shit. Now he waiting for y'all to tell him what we see. Why is he straight now? What'd he do while I was gone?
Oh.
Carl, if you had a daughter and she was 26 and she tell you, Dad, I met somebody just like you. He reminds me of you. He's a nice man. What would you do? Would you kill the 62-year-old man? Or would you let her go on? You would wish him well.
One thing with kids, bro, you already know you can't stop them doing what they got their mind wrapped around. But I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell how I feel.
Would you invite him to family when you having barbecues? That nigga sitting up over there, old enough to be a goddamn.
Oh, yeah,
old as you.
Let me tell you something about my family. My family will crack on you all day. You get your feelings hurt. That's for my family. Like, listen, my family will psychologically torment you, like make you think I'm a mean person. That kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't take that. Like I really wouldn't. Why you?
I wouldn't put up
like,
with him. I wouldn't put up with him.
Yeah.
I don't see how you do it, girl. I'm
yeah,
like, you get the hell out of my house stirring up some shit. You don't come back around here. And, you, and I mean that shit.
Like, look, my ex-wife, now we've been, you know, we have been in my house plenty of times, you know. So my family was over at my mom's house, and they were having a little gathering. And I said, hey, I said, you mind giving me a glass of water? He said, you don't know how to say please? I said, look. I said, not let these people start you up. Don't let these people do this to you. I said, you know how we do this. Hold on. I got to answer. Hold on.
Yeah, because we didn't heard that story about 100 times. Shit. You know damn well we done heard that story, Snitchy Poo.
That's a part of the
Hold on.
So I told him, I said, man, don't let people do this. Why you can't say please? I said, now you know. Come on, you know how I do this. You give me the water, I ask you nicely, you give me the water, and I tell you thank you. You already know how we do this. I asked you a favor. I said, if I gotta say please, it's like I'm weird. I don't want nobody. Just I'm gonna ask you in nice tone.
See, I don't want to do all that. I'm gonna get up and go if, get if, my own motherfucking water. I'm not supposed to keep on begging and teasing and fucking around with
hey,
your ass.
Fred,
I know what you're saying, man. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Oh, okay. I got up. Listen, I got up and I got my water. She said, no, you can just say please. I said,
no. Fuck you.
I put a mess with your mind. And I'm gonna tell you, that's pretty much what I was down for, because she let people fuck with her mind. You know, she let people fuck with her mind.
How long do you think it take to cook an egg and throw some spinach in the motherfucker? Two minutes, 3 minutes?
It takes five minutes max.
Fuck you! No, it'll burn up a fucking egg. You throw an egg in a skillet and some spinach. That shit's 2.5 minutes at the most.
I said 5 minutes maximum.
And you throw
that
it to a nigga.
Up to 5 minutes.
Oh, anything
no
I ask my
minutes.
Woman to do, anything I ask her, I say, turn that light off when you go past me. I'll do it on my way back. Do you think you can pass it? Okay, just a minute, I'll get it. Motherfucker, how come you can't stop and do what you're doing and pass me some shit? How come I always got to beg your punk ass? I'm going to get me a 26-year-old. See if this motherfucker, goddamn me, jump around. Goddamn it. We ain't even got to make love. I'll just be a trick daddy. But make me an egg, baby. Shut up, I just got, hell, I just got in from with Bobby. And the girls, can they spend the night over? Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, they can spend the night over. They do some laundry.
Hey, Fred. Her age doesn't equate to
what
maturity,
we got to talk
sir.
About. You fucking crazy. I'm in my new 20s. I'm ready to go skydiving and jump off the mountain.
Stay in new 20s.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Going to get me a goddamn hot rod. I'm going to sleep down in one of them little hot rods. Yeah.
You see, as soon as you say you getting a tricycle with an electric tricycle, I'm going to know exactly what you up to next. See how y'all act? You see how y'all act? You want your little flag and a helmet. Now you want to go on the nature trail. Next thing you know, here comes 26-year-old. King Fred, I'm saying to you something. It's up to you what you want to do with it, sir.
They say you something else.
Oh, my God.
So when a girl tell you, ooh, you something else. Mm. I wouldn't have wore that hat, man. But you something else. You remind me of my daddy. Then a girlfriend, he's older. She said, you know, she like candles that smell like a man. Well, since she just asked me the other day, well, what was I wearing? And I said, now look at here now. Y'all ain't going to make no sucker out of me because it sounds gross and disrespectful, and your daddy gonna kill me. But ain't gonna be no whole bunch of sex going on.
Fred, is this the same young lady that told you you had a raggly
this another one. No, this another one. No, ain't no bitch telling me no shit about no air in my ear.
Yes, you did. You told us that they told you.
No. I ain't never had a woman to tell me no bullshit like
that. When you told us that,
I was exaggerating. I was lying. You took it out of context.
I hope you exaggerate right now, too, you fucking
I'm bullshitting. You know, you can tell when I'm bullshitting. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to show up at the next concert with a 26 on my arm. Shredding like a pizza. Yeah. Hey, you ready to go?
26. Oh, no, King Fred, you 36 is her senior. Woo-wee.
Yeah, baby, you ready to go?
Oh,
yeah, I'm
no.
ready. Yeah, baby, I'm
no.
ready. Yeah, baby, I'm ready. Let me put your shoes on, Daddy. Come on.
Preacher, listen, you heard me talk about the preacher the other day who married an 18-year-old, 61 years old.
I know.
He said, if anybody mess with his woman, you got to deal with me.
Oh,
he is
Lord.
He is on the internet.
You gotta really wonder what our parents
had
to say about that BS.
Well, man, they say she ain't doing nothing no way but hanging out there with Billy Bob, and he sells dope. He ain't no man. So go ahead and that nigga ain't gonna be he gonna be dead in a few years. So go ahead and enjoy your life with that man. That's what they telling their daughter. And they know that these young punk motherfuckers ain't got no money. They selling dope, and these girls is trying to be something and have lawyer jobs and motherfucking school teacher jobs and any kind of job.
Man,
and these boys ain't coming up with nothing but problems. They'll lose their job fucking with a nigga. Now, do you want to fuck with me or you want to fuck with that little boy over there, baby? I ain't going to beat you. I ain't going to know
my God.
I ain't gonna put my hands on you. You ain't gotta worry about me calling you.
Dick. And these are things that ought not be happening no way. But I was gonna
what
say,
kind of
honestly though, of as a young lady, it was never really discouraged. Not you know, like in other words, a young lady can marry an older man. She can marry an older man. I'm just saying though, 36
right.
years difference. I don't know what the relatability.
A school teacher. You're a grown educated woman. You're a school teacher. You done read every book there is to be read. Did I see what? Yeah, I gave her the form, man. Ms. Lugo, I got it to her. Ms. Landers, man, I gave her a note. Shit.
Oh, Lord.
Now
it's kind of frowned upon, though, when the older woman want to get the younger man, though. Y'all be looking like, what's this all about?
That's a cougar.
Y'all call her a cougar.
Well, it ain't frowned upon. Listen. Y'all, them other folks be frowned upon that shit, but that young dude with that older woman, shit.
You older rusty buckets be fine.
And don't be catch one of them cougars and tied herself up. She ain't have no more kids. That motherfucker. He over there like a jackrabbit. Get my rabbit.
I can't see me with nobody like the age. Come on now, no. But I can see the reverse. I can't see me with Elijah's age, but I definitely know I'm not against somebody in the opposite direction in years.
All right, now.
Like somebody 25 years or my senior.
Huh?
Nicky.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Listen,
right on.
25, yo, listen. Elijah age, Elijah age with you. All he gonna want fuck. He don't want nothing else out your head. Now, if you want to buy him the PS5 and have his lazy ass around there, that's on you. But a working man, a working kid, Elijah age, he got his own shit going on. Oh, he just knocking on the door for some pussy. That's all. He don't want nothing else. You feed him a dinner here and there, but he ain't trying to have no relationship with your ass. He ain't trying to break it down like that.
He is not. They are not. They were mother. And y'all losing y'all black men to these Mexican and all these other nationalities, because that some ain't that black woman ain't doing something. Because I see more men, young men, tending to go with other nationalities than anything. So that tells me something. Their moms.
Are you saying that? Are you saying that the black women are talking themselves out of love?
Well, they did that when they started getting them down, when they got that them food stamps, and then they wanted to go yelling at you and telling you, you could go. I don't need you. Uh-uh. No, he ain't. Girl.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You did something else. You wasn't just laying around there being innocent, giving that man head and cooking for him and going to work, bringing home just a little bit. You know, you did something. You did something. It's two sides to every story.
It is two sides.
And then he might be just immature and didn't want to settle down.
I think Snitchy Smurf, you know, she just jibber-jabbed her way out of it.
You know? I just love this motherfucker here. You know what I'm saying? He does get to the cross on that. Hey, that's kind of like about right there. So,
I talked myself out of it.
Chase, did you ask your question, Bitchy? I got a question.
Oh my God.
Say you found out Elijah was knocking down the girlfriend and the mom. Who would you say?
Oh my God. I would be disappointed.
I would want to know why he put himself in such a complicated situation.
And then don't be seeing the two best friends either. Don't get yourself involved in none of that. I mean, you lack creativity. You got to go see the two best friends, the mama and the daughter. Come on, now. No.
Well, some of them might like
he's
Papa.
Wrong.
Yeah, I mean, hell,
look.
Hey. Well, everybody be Papa,
Mama.
You know,
Mama.
Papa too. You don't want to hear this. Ain't nobody listening. Now, daddy, you know, I done heard of some daddies turning some niggas out that went to see their daughters. So don't get it twisted. Better watch a Lifetime. I'm just saying, why are you so quiet, Snitch Boo?
Well, because I'm listening right now.
Okay.
I do more listening than you fuckers give me credit for. But I'll take what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
No, Scissors, I'm not going to encourage that at all.
You ain't got to encourage it. I just say he's knocking them both down. And say he married a daughter, but he's knocking the mama down.
No.
Listen, everybody. The marriage ceremony going on, and you know that he's having sex with the woman he's about to marry and the mama. All right,
man.
Would you get up and protest the marriage?
I'm gonna protest it to Elijah because he ain't married if he's doing all that. Why put that young girl through all that? He wanna be a free man. Be free then. Be free, but don't marry her and then you're gonna knock her mother over. Come on.
I believe in karma.
I believe in it. I believe in karma. No.
But if he treat them both nice, listen. If he treat them both nice,
they both know about it, Scissors. Is it a secret, or do they both know about it?
Look.
Is it a secret?
Listen, it's a secret. The mama don't tell. You know what I'm saying? The mama don't tell.
Yes, I'm hopeful. But he's grown. He can do what he wants. But he's going to take everything that comes with it. You got to keep a secret. Come on now. You know good and well. That ain't going nowhere.
Listen. All I'm saying is, there's nothing wrong with old ladies
new trick to him that he can go show his wife. You know what I'm saying? You don't know.
No way, Susan. No way.
Stay there.
I'm a protester. They both know about.
Come on, guys.
So this is you are during the wedding?
I'll see y'all.
Put your ass on mute, Fred.
I'm good.
All that damn noise.
Oh, okay. Then that was all. Ice falling off the chest and shit. That motherfucker go to a Smarties ball. You go to a Smarties ball every day and sit there and have a full fucking conversation with a whole bunch of drunk cocktail waitresses. And we have to listen to the shit.
I'm not telling my cocktail waitress don't be drunk and not be in conversation with y'all. I don't, you don't hear my conversation. I put myself on mute. See that? Uh-huh. No, you were jealous too while you said that. I ain't gonna lie. You sounded jealous when you said that.
Yeah,
and I'm going on mute for a bit. I'm listening though. Well, off and on. I'll be right back.
Y'all joking? Still going, huh?
Cause they been waiting on you, Charles. Charles been looking for you, Mayor.
Charles been looking for me.
Why waiting on?
You know
why?
Wait.
Don't you jump on that bandwagon, Fred?
He said, yeah.
With them shiny shoes. Don't slip and get hurt now. Don't jump on that bandwagon. You might fall down in them shiny shoes.
No, I ain't fucking with you. I know you not.
She said she called me. He said, I got pig pin shoes.
What are they? Pins. Pimp shoes. Piglin shoes.
Yeah, I got pig
pin
shoes.
I ain't saying you have no pig pin shoes. I said you got dirty. I said you got dirty busted shoes.
Dirty busted shoes. You know what pig pin is, huh? I'm a Charlie Brown. You walk around and got the dust on.
is your little man that went to market sticking out?
Market, a mushroom.
Wait, no.
She said you got. Do you feel something poking out when you slow dance with girls? You remember that song?
No, I did not say that. I said.
You remember that song?
I said the little piggy that went to market. Is that sticking out of the side of your shoe?
No, it's not. No.
Uh-huh.
I know what you mean. No. I had a shoe like that. No. That's uncomfortable. I really mean you need pants.
I wouldn't know because it's never happened. You let your shoes get that bad where your pinky toes hanging out?
Damn.
Now I know you busted.
I don't know about that.
Chocolate Peach, you need to find
you
another
got
man.
No Chocolate Peach,
me and you going to have a conversation.
Pig
you
feel
got me?
You feel about it?
Pig got no fucking shoes. He didn't walk around and be dirty walking around when he walked. That's all.
Do you feel him?
Do I what?
Feel what she was saying. She said, do you feel me, dog? We got to have a conversation.
I know.
I was saying that about Chocolate Peach. I was saying Chocolate Peach, your man been walking around with his pinky toe hanging out the side, so he knows how it feels. It's uncomfortable. She going to have to find herself a new man. Can't be having homegirl with busted shoe boy.
Busted shoe
just
boy.
Just a boy with busted shoes.
Not like Michael Jackson.
I bet you I sounded more like Michael Jackson than fucking Six Eyes.
That was a gut puncher right there, huh?
Oh, man. Somebody got to know how to do imitations around here because Six Eyes sucks. I said, now you know that does not sound like Michael Jackson.
I see Mary now. She walk over Charlie Peach and she said, "Look down the feet, girl. No, we can't do this shit."
Mm-hmm. Look at that toe hanging out. I bet you it ain't got no toenail. I bet you it ain't even got a toenail on it. But you've been dragging that bitch on the concrete. You've been dragging that motherfucker on the concrete. The concrete done wore your toenail off. Oh, man.
That's horrible. That's fucking horrible. Mary, it'd be hard fucking around with you.
That's the boy with busted shoes. The busted shoe boy. I don't do it as good as Jay King does it, but obviously I do it better than Six Eyes does, though.
full of shit. Yeah, I got some shit with show. See, Fred, what you started? Gotta sing lyrics in this motherfucker. Yes, it fucking be. Is rain up there by you, Mary? Y'all be getting any rain?
No, it ain't raining. Nope. I had a couple of little sprinkles on my windshield this morning when I left, but it didn't. That was it. It must have been one little cloud going by that was spitting. Oh, hold on. I got to get the phone.
Fred, you there? Fred walking the kids. Everybody working and trying to talk. I don't know what Snitchy's work doing. Snitchy?
I'm on a Zoom meeting for about another 10 minutes. You didn't hear me watch the call? I'll be back.
I'll be right back.
I heard Sister Toots for 2 seconds roasting on you too. I heard we gonna get to all that. I don't know about that. But let me get back to this. But I'll be right back to that. Baby toe hanging out. What's going on over there? All right, I'll be right back.
Get myself together for the very next day. Hey man, that's dead on this motherfucker.
Yeah, but Susan, I was gonna say if you the last team standing, go ahead and call me.
Man,
get roasted
from the
syndrome.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, bye.
Love you. Love y'all. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Well, bye.